Blog Talk Radio.
Little Luck, where have you been?
Naughty.
Hey, that's right. Oh, the naughty you. Keeping me from my rounds. I'm late as it is. Now stay put. Don't go anywhere till I get back. Understand me?
Nice. Start looking at what's going on, and we're going to talk about the facts of how all this
is ancient. Ancient. Not one thing we doing. There's nothing new under the Helios. I forget about all that going. We know it's way back. Saturnalia is Saturn. We'll be getting deep today with this. Saturn. The gods of Saturn. They said they're equivalent to the Greeks, Titans. But the Greek Titan is going to take you to the Etruscans, which is going to take you all the way into these other fat folks, the Greeks. So it's all in the mix. All been throwing down for years. I mean, even the songs that we've been hearing. All the songs, everybody. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We're going to talk about that, too, because isn't it strange? All ethnic groups all celebrate Christmas now, especially the American way. Groups that have been traditionally shun Christmas, is lies say it's always full of crap, it's bull crap, ain't no, especially Islam, all that, you know. Get to America, you might see some lights in their asses and stores, their delis and all that, you know, just to draw you into the equation. Well, it's unbelievable how much influence. And that's why I put the facts on, because if I told you, oh, he anti-Semitic, I want to throw a communist term called anti-Semitic. If that ain't communism, a reversal of the real Semitic people. I mean, isn't that amazing? You hate the Semitic people because somebody told you it's anti-Semitic. So you go along with it through the brainwashing. And groups that should normally say Jesus is not even a prophet, they say Jesus ain't real. These groups said it way before we said it. And like I said at first, it's been said by groups in Judaism. They don't believe Jesus was no damn son of God and all that stuff y'all talking in the Christian world. So the war already happened. We're going to be getting into that. And we're going to be getting into, there's a computer program called Socrates, the Socrates program. We're going to talk about what we talked about last week. Now, Brother Tomost told you how your children going to turn into these beta. You can see they bringing back stuff right before your very eyes. They told you last week on one of the clips that COVID was sexy. We got to make it more sexy. I don't know what they plan to do, bring an asshole out and put COVID in it, and we just keep looking at that. I don't know. All I know is somebody said COVID was sexy on that clip from the Mickman Institute that seems to be overlooked by academia. Ain't that amazing? This traditionally amazing, esoterically knowledge-filled institution with all kind of degrees and stuff, having all these so-called seminars. Y'all sitting tapes, they having seminars now on the new COVID strand. How, I mean, paying people to come and play out parts and shit. Y'all sitting there, I'm going to bring it out since it got to be said. So you got to wonder about all these fake academic. Then we find out Christmas actually is sponsored mainly by Jewish people. Y'all be like, come on, y'all. Now y'all gonna see he talking crazy. I said, no, I'm not talking crazy. I'm telling you, I go look out. I know I ain't gonna use Kanye West on this show to explain to you that, because he gonna fuck it up and they all be after us. Shoot, if you don't think you are on the memo, I told you, y'all cannot say I lied. I gave pamphlets out almost 8 years ago. Pamphlets showing them that this was a group called domestic terrorism. They were going to have everybody on the list. They had everybody on the list. Nation of Islam, the Yahweh, you name it, you on it. Ku Klux Klan on there, white supremacists, Church of God in Christ. You name it, you in this dossier. You ain't believe it. Got the book. I bet nobody can call here and say they didn't get a book from me when we had the meetings. Come on. Talk. Ain't got time to play. Now you overlooked it. Now it's on top of us in a 2360 fold. It's December. But I got to play this so you know that Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer, all this stuff. We're talking about Jewish people. I didn't say it. They're going to tell you. So you won't say I'm anti-Semitic. I don't even know how that term even got to be in existence other than communism. Only way. Because they're the only group that said they're going to make up new words, new phraseology, and everybody will go along with it. You heard it on this program. If you ain't heard it on this, I'm sure you can't say you ain't heard it on this one. Whatever else y'all listening to. told y'all that we're going to make up words, take out your dictionary. Now they got a new dictionary now. New dictionary. Saying you can't say this and that. And y'all going along with it. Your black communists out there, because they are turning black folks into communists. That's a fact. Come on and debate. Let's do a money debate. Come on. Where the people call and say, I want somebody to come and tell me if black folks ain't communists. They are communists like a mother. One minute they say they family values. Now they won't kill babies at 9 months. But I know why now. But first, I got to play this because, you know, once I get started, there's so much today because y'all worshiping Saturn. Those, as we get to the high noon, when we get to celestial lodges, y'all worshiping Saturn and the metaphysical. So it's unbelievable. I hope you're ready today because it's Christmas, Xmas time. So just so you don't realize that this is not a joke. This is a talk where facts matters. You're only going to get the facts. How you perceive the facts is not my fault. And that's all, not my fault. It's so surreal that you can't even get under it. It is too high. You ain't getting over it. Amazing that I found this the day of the so-called Christmas. Because, you know, everybody anti-Semitic, but Hebrew Israelites under attack, you know, rightfully so probably because Yahweh put them in this predicament that they explain how they... What era did y'all do all this stupidity so we can figure this out? You know what I'm saying? But everything, dreaming of a white Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, all that was created by, I ain't going to say it. I'm going to let them say it. Because this is the talk with Facts Matters.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost sniffing at your nose.
It's amazing when you think of songs like Winter Wonderland, White Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. They're all written by Jewish composers.
Jews have this amazing ability to get out of their own skins and get out of their own cultures and write the greatest things.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
America's voice was created by a nation of immigrants. And these people were defining what the American voice was in terms of films, in terms of radio, in terms of all the arts, in terms of literature.
I think every Jew has a small sense of guilt about embracing Christmas traditions. One, because we have a small to large sense of guilt about everything.
The Christmas Carol that we love, the Christmas Carol was a radical, radical populist innovation, right?
They capture a sense of this holiday. And you know what? They made a lot of people happy.
What would Christmas be like if none of those songs had been written? The emotional mood of North America would be completely different.
They couldn't write us more than one Hanukkah song. Of all that prolific writing for Christmas, all we get is dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
Now, I don't have to say it. I find information that they'll tell you themselves. So you don't have to bring on all these people that y'all going to call anti-Semitic. I don't need Farrakhan to come out here and tell me what I already know to be true. Because they just told me. I don't need Ye and all that to come on and tell me what I already know. Because they're distractions. They are under the cult. And by the time this is over with, you will realize you are under called the X-Mask. Now, we're about to get into it now so we can get busy. I'll bring y'all in to the bottom of the hour. All this is DNA, y'all. You heard what the Sikhs said, and Sikhs said, come out their own skins and become other people's culture. That right there is your wake-up call. You didn't wake up on that one. Oh, well, shedding skin sounds reptilian toward things like, you know, the serpent, you know, all that DNA. All it is DNA. X-Mass, y'all. It's a Eucharist. It's a public celebration, the word mass. Church, oh, my God, that's a business. Church is a bank. It got so many connotations in the dictionary of the occult. It's unbelievable. can't even go to it because it's just too long. Got to bring Tariq out at 11. This is just way too much. But just let it be known. You celebrate it regardless if you don't believe it. We are today. You're going to go somewhere, whatever you're doing. They need this for some strange reason. But in this program, you might recognize it. They also call Christ the Greek Christos anointed, crocodile oil, anointed in crocodile oil. Better go look up what they was putting the oil on. Christmas, Xmas, Greek symbol, 22, Brother Eddie. Letter of the Greek alphabet, which means Chi-Town, Chicago, 5. The initial letter of the Greek word means Christ. Certain occult teachings, the letter X represents X chromosome, artificially inserted into the DNA by genetic engineering techniques. Now, every one of you have gotten a Yaku or whatever story of scientists doing this. It's in all the occult religions that you're in. But this is how deep it is because, again, some people forget that you shed skin. Your skin shedding every day. Shedding to be ashy, scaly, if you don't put anointings on it. Let's keep it moving. X chromosome, DNA. That's why I put the ancient alien stuff on there. I'm glad I went to them seminars. But here it is. You want to find this out, it's called scientific finding. This is what you should look up the article. Scientists find extraterrestrial genes in human DNA. Now, I told you all this was about sex. I put up there all y'all, the virgin, she's seen a spirit. Look like the Holy Ghost. Don't look like Casper the ghost? When it's up on top of your face like that with a shadow. Those of you who've seen it know what I'm talking about. See, the Holy Ghost was an image. But we're going to keep it moving. And it says that this chromosome X, first thing is X mass. Phonetically, X sounds like sex. That is why movies are called rated X. In Latin, the adjective word mass means manly, virile, brave. So X chromosome, man chromosome. The creation of the man. See, that's where this hermaphrodite cult is coming in on your ass that you ain't going to be able to comprehend this one. So get ready. It's going to take some good looking up on this. So they got it where the mass mean manly, virile, brave, noble, masculine of the male sex. Based on the definition X mass, is not only a holiday, it's a celebrating the birth of the sun. S-O-N/S-U-N. What sun? The Biru, Saturn. We're going to get it on today. So basically, sexual union is where this Jesus comes out of. Some type of sexual union from the Holy Spirit. Okay, now, but it's also a holiday for male sexuality. More evidence between sex and Christmas can be found in the Roman holiday of Saturn, which we are all under today. Christmas lights, having lights on your dick, the tree. And let me give it to you so you know this coming out there. It says that many of the great Greek writers, the Lucinians, the Lucans, the Lycans, the wolf people, described the festival observance in the time in addition to human sacrifice. He mentioned these customs' widespread intoxication, going house to house while singing naked, raping, and other sexual licenses. Consuming human-shaped biscuits, still pronounced in England and most of Germany, bakeries. That's the gingerbread man. Man, this is some good shit. That's that gingerbread man. I mean, they got it going on with this, baby. I'm loving this. Oh, man. Then it goes on to say, the lights on the tree, which is your dick. The letter X the 24th, related to December 24th, Christmas Eve, Xmas Eve. Other letters that are related to the word Christmas is Y, 25, X and Y chromosomes, and human cells. So it's already talking about DNA cloning for Christmas. They clone this baby Jesus, who represents all of us, just us. This is going to be fun today. Get ready. It says most male and females have 23 pair of chromosomes, numbering 1 to 22, are called autosomes, like Autobots, and they are the same male and females. The pairs are different in the 23rd pair. 23rd. See, I'm saying all this reversal words on the numbers thing, see, which known as the sex chromosomes in cells of the male. The 23rd pair of chromosomes are X and Y chromosomes. As for the female, the 23rd pair of chromosomes are double X chromosomes, like triple X, double X. Bro, I hope y'all ready for this. I hope y'all ready for this. See, that's why she in a manger in a hotel. Oh, hope y'all had, this is a dope verse, though. Don't remember the kids are under the Christmas tree, which is y'all's own progeny. So they really worshiping the opposite of what they should be worshiping. Isn't this strange? We're going to need to take it further before I bring y'all in. It's going to be unbelievable today. All that evergreen tree, lights, all that, chromosomes. It's so the DNA of the X and Y chromosome come as a gift to the dark forces that have agreed to give you them X and Y chromosome DNA as gifts. This is symbolically colorful Christmas lights representing the different colors of frequency bands on your DNA. Ain't that something, brothers? See, you see, it's lights around your dick to make it what it is. See, what you produce underneath that tree, oh, man, we're going to put, I told you each year we're going to make even more fire on this. Go on in and say that the frequency, that's what the lights represents, frequencies. But the symbol are very powerful. When used correctly, they can cast magic spells that can be used for good or evil purposes. Why do not you think the dark magicians of this world are obsessed with the symbols? That's one. Five more minutes, y'all. I'm about to lay it down. That tree, you did. You've been changed. This is about the man. Then it goes on to say your pineal gland, the human spine, all that tree means the pineal gland, the human spine, the star, the consciousness, the whole thing. That's why the star up there. What star is it? Star child? The stars of the east, the eastern star, which one is it? Boy, what symbols work today? So the Christmas tree represents the human spine. It's the tree of life. So that's the good. See, that's the good. See, it's like you worshiping yourself, not knowing it's yourself. Amazing. Now check this one out. The tree can be represented with a few different things. But when it comes to Christmas, it symbolizes the human spine. The spine connects to the skull, which is the dome, that the house of the pineal gland, the kingdom, located between the temples of your kingdom, maybe you be wise, the king or queen wears the crown on top of their head, symbolizes the kingdom between their temples. It's in your Bibles. The story is Luke 17, 20, 21. It says, we were demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God, Yah, should come, answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within. So they gave you the secrets. They gave it to you. You just ain't paying attention. They gave it to you. You are your own self-destruction. And here goes the drinking of the blood and all this out there, the spine. Spine is the area of the human body that produces golden blood plasma, known as a core. A core is a gold-colored fluid, which by the alien gods for longevity, following them to live 1,000 years. This is why the spine is referred to as the tree of life, which can be described in 4 seminars called Word Magic and the Power of Words. Y'all ready for the helium today? Oh, we're going to lay it down on you. 11 o'clock, I'm bringing in. I got a place before we go in there. But they telling you the whole story. They telling you. It's only you who deny the story. So whose fault is it again when you blame people? Is it your fault? That's why we've been asking where the real Hebrews at. Is it your fault? That comes from a revelation there. You gave over your bodies to become what? Supposed to be a living vessel, right? Ain't that what they say? Oh, you became a living vessel. A living vessel for who? To live in. That's why it's called propaganda. Y'all ready? We're about to put it on here. Let me get this tip ready for y'all, because this is going to be hot. I can tell you right now. Get everybody ready for what's about to come. As soon as this 5 minutes, 2 minutes, however it goes, clip, come on. Looking forward to that. Boy, there's so much stuff over here. Oh, my goodness. We can write a book on here, Anthony, with all this information. But unfortunately, I'm going to give it to you just like this. What side of Santa Claus are you on?
The deities Baal and Tammuz were worshipped by the ancient Moabites under the names Chemosh and Molech. We see that the names changed, but the worship remained identical. The ancient Moabites would celebrate a public child mass, a public child sacrifice during the winter solstice during December 25th. Building up to this most anticipated time of year, all the parents would compile long wish lists that they would like to see in the next year. Then they would bring the infants that were born within that year to the idol Chemosh or Molech. The priest of Chemosh or Molech would stoke large fires inside of the hollow metal idol of the deity. The parent would bring their child screaming to the lap of this deity and lay their child in the lap of Molech, who wore the Phrygian cap that we see that Santa Claus wears to this day, the same cap that Mithra wore, and they would lay their screaming child in the arm of this deity while they begin to profess their long list of desires for the year. Now today we don't see that people are sacrificing their children to Molech, but we do see that they bring their screaming infants, their screaming children, and lay them into the lap of a complete stranger dressed up like a mighty one who they call Santa Claus. And this child is usually screaming their guts out because they're so afraid of this man, and they probably sense the darkness and the demonic forces that are at work. Children, infants, hate Santa Claus, and the proof is in the pictures. Now, of course, after a few years, the child will begin to love Santa Claus and look at Santa Claus as an all-supreme, all-wise, all-knowing, giving deity of prosperity, just as the ancient Moabites looked at Molech and Chemosh. He knows when you are sleeping, and he knows when you are awake. In fact, he is all-knowing. He is immortal. He has no beginning and no end. He compiles a list of names on a scroll for the good and the bad children. He rewards the good children with gifts, and he punishes the bad children with lumps of coal, reminiscent of the flames of Molech. He answers their prayers and their petitions. He flies on a magical chariot, just like Mithra, Sol Invictus, and Odin before him. In fact, he is a deity of prosperity worshipped by the people of the world. And it's amazing that Christian parents would put this idol, this image, against the face of Yahuwah and teach their children that gifts come from this magical, all-knowing being, making him a deity. And they will lie to their children and tell them that he exists. And while they're young, they will believe it with all of their heart until finally they are crushed under the realization that their parents had tricked them. And now they will question everything that their parents will ever teach them about the scriptures because of this innocent white lie, as they say. Santa and his elves have a very dark past. Santa is identified as an elf in most of the world. The Celts believe that the elves were witches and wizards, and they were identified by their pointy or Phrygian caps, and they were the teachers of the dark arts. Webster's Dictionary describes an elf as a wandering spirit, a fairy, a hobgoblin, an imaginary being which our rude ancestors supposed to inhabit unfrequented places and in various ways to affect mankind. Also,
I'm going to leave it like that because it's long. I'm going to bring y'all in. Think about it. The goblins. Damn, Lori Lockfoot don't look like a goblin to me. Oh, shit. They got witches involved. The Phrygian cap is the cap that you see on everybody here wear at football games. That is the Phrygian cap. Just look it up. I mean, I've been knowing this. I mean, people wearing them now more frequently than ever. Having all these parties, or thinking that it's a party about something else. It's about, so understand the energy you place in it makes it real. And that's why judgment must be said. 8554. Let's get it on, boy. Oh my goodness, I don't know where to start with you. So you just start.
No. I'm gonna finish off. I'm gonna try to fit. Well, add on what you started with. Now,
yeah.
Today I'm going to go. I don't know if I'm gonna go out or look at it online. I think I mentioned this last week. There's a Christmas movie. Ironically, it was released back on October 7th called Violent Night. Violent Night is a 2022 American Christmas action comedy starring David Harbour as Santa Claus, who fights mercenaries who have taken a wealthy family hostage in their home. That's going to be interesting. I'm gonna look at that today.
Yeah.
Now,
yes.
I'm going to go back to page 128 of that book you were talking about, Word Magic, The Powers of the Occult and Definition of Words. The word gift. On page 128, the word gift is defined as something given voluntarily without payment in return, as to show favor towards someone or honor an occasion or make a gesture of assistance, a present. This means that when the dark forces come and take your bodily gifts, such as your X and Y chromosomes, which you said earlier, and DNA, they are not in direct violation of your free will because you voluntarily agreed to give your bodily gifts to them. Even though you are unaware that the gifts they want to take are related to your body and energy, ignorance is no excuse. The keys to this deception are the symbols. Now, the COVID shots.
Go ahead.
You go take these damn COVID shots. You've given these medical corporations, whatever you want to call them, your intellectual property. Why you think now the UN and the World Economic Forum is working on getting this whole vaccine shot program set up where international travel, you ain't going nowhere unless you got that vaccine.
Yeah.
And all this stuff is happening right now, and a lot of half the people on this planet probably don't even know that's going on.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about the vaccine passports.
Yep. And it's real.
You're giving them your intellectual property voluntarily. Not saying everybody is doing it, but they got you scared under the auspices of quote-unquote COVID-19 again. And those shots are constantly – look, you know on the thread already that the numbers, they're constantly going up day by day, week by week, month by month, by people either getting severely injured, having heart attacks, people dying, these athletes having heart attacks.
Absolutely.
But it's crazy. Now, going back to – you mentioned the number 22. Now, I wonder if a lot of people know – what actually happened last Thursday on December 22nd. Last Thursday, December 22nd, this is part of what happened. 18 Republicans voted to give $11.3 billion to the FBI to target, quote-unquote, I got my fingers up, domestic extremists and to build the FBI a new multi-billion dollar facility.
Yep.
And the 18 Republicans, Roy Blunt from Missouri, John Boozman from Arkansas, Shelley Capito from West Virginia, Susan Collins from Maine, John Cornyn from Texas, Tom Cotton from Arkansas, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, Jim Inhofe from Oklahoma, Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, Jerry Moran from Kansas, Yusuf Murkowski from Arkansas, Rob Portman from Ohio, Mel Romney from Utah, Michael Rounds from South Dakota, Richard Shelby from Alabama, John Thune from South Dakota, Roger Wicker from Mississippi, and Todd Young from Indiana. The Uniparty $1.7 trillion omnibus bill passed in the U.S. Senate Thursday. 18 senators once again voted on it unanimously. The bill gives tens of billions of U.S. dollars also for Ukrainian war efforts. The bill also gives $410 million to secure the borders in Jordan, Lebanon, Egypt, Tunisia, and Oman. Now, I wonder how many people knew about that.
I'm going to bet, as a betting, I'm going to say I will say lower than a third of the population is aware of that. I mean, the rest of about 96% of the population probably don't know that was happening. Black folks or
and
right
it's
now.
thousands of pages in that document of stuff that they sign off on that people, a lot of some of that money is going to LGBTQ organizations.
I thought I saw something in there.
They were talking about giving so much money for something about building a statue or something, a memorial or something for Michelle Obama in Atlanta.
Right, right. They want to put a trail. A hiking trail.
Hiking trail.
He's not making this up. Y'all go look it up. I told people, y'all been hearing it for the past few years from a lot of people, y'all been saying it yourselves, vindication, both parties, if they are no longer, they are in cahoots 100%. If when you see this type of legislation go down and you telling me that they didn't want to help the American people supposedly, gave most of your money away, everybody, away. And that's what they're doing right now. According to what I'm hearing, all four sides, it's already started. The liquidation is done. The liquidation deal is done. That's why they got Bankman Fried, the girlfriend, all that shit, the dummy crew to go down, because that goes to show you. And now he's in the house with his mama and them. Told you, this like the Jesus story.
He's on house arrest.
Yeah. He was throwing off. I'm waiting for, see now again, just going to show you if you ain't on the thread or getting the information from some factual info brothers and sisters out here that's really kicking it for real. We already DEFCON 4 now. DEFCON 4. I'm not saying that. Buffalo, much love to y'all. That was a DEFCON 4 storm. I mean, knockout punch. If imagine people who I already know, much love to y'all, who lost all power in a storm as a blizzard. Imagine now, y'all say, oh, okay, happy, yo. Now imagine if they don't react properly to fix what got broken up. Just think about it. You know what they're going to use, y'all? Your tax base. Say, we got to use, because we'll ask why the bill ain't doing none of the infrastructure. If your streets don't jacked up still, why the infrastructure? If they come up, we build a building it where? And that's why the people going along. Y'all said it. Y'all gave your energy up, y'all. I'm telling you, you could call me crazy this today if you want to. Yeah, everybody, including myself, we have been under the sacrifice. Sure have. Santa Claus, and then you put, all of us been put on Santa Claus. Every one of us has touched Santa Claus, some form of fashion, forcefully or wanted to go through subliminal brainwashing of magicians.
And it's ironic you mentioned about the bills and the bills. I forgot yesterday that the bills came in here and kicked the bears' ass.
Yeah, kicked their ass. You know,
that's why I stopped watching sports.
Yeah, came in here, beat the Bears. It was tough at the beginning. You know how it works. But again, cold as hell. Y'all had a different look. I don't know how cold it was. It was cold as hell, you could tell.
But people were still out there. Let me tell people about Soldier Field.
Yeah.
Soldier Field, literally right off the lakefront. And people were still, it was like a negative, I think just a couple of days ago, it was like a negative 17 or 18 degrees here. People still going outside to them games and stuff. That shit is fucking crazy.
Yeah, man, it's an elixir. It's all gladiator. And again, this is why I told you, the man told you earlier, he said the Greek Titans, that's what we're watching. That's what we watch. They all metaphysical, metaphoric. And it's not nothing that we should be ashamed of. It's our own mentality that go there. But the thing is, we talking about your money. Now, if y'all go pretend to be in America, because some of y'all are fake America. That's why I say it's two brains out here. Y'all fake America. There's one who know you living in this country. And sooner or later, the grim reaper has to come get us one day in death. It's all about how we go out. So, basically, we watching the death of America. It's already the stage of the deer has been stabbed about 15 times by his betrayers like Caesar. It's been stabbed up now. All the nations are fleeing America. Money, everybody. If you don't know that, if y'all don't know by 2023, look at the next 2023. If y'all don't know by 2023, the pensions may be gone. The unions have already sold you out, especially the teachers' union. That's how they got your kids, through you letting the Communist Party, a.k.a. the Magic Party.
And BlackRock. BlackRock's all involved with a lot of states' pensions, with the ESG and everything.
That's right.
People pensions, don't know that.
Got your pensions hooked up. If you don't think they're going to take them, that's how the Civil War going to start. The one y'all think ain't going to start. Y'all think about the old days. It's a new civil way to do it now. Let me take some more calls. 3364. I got 7045. We about to get high.
Hey, Yehudu, man. Hey, first of all, I want to thank my man Kwame, man. We went on Joe Brown's show, man, trying to show them some shit. Even Joe Brown kind of stupid as hell. You done took three shots. And so I did like you did, man. I say the speed of thought is faster than the speed of light and sound. Them Negroes argue me and Kwame down, man. We try to tell them about melon. So I did like you do. I said, Judge, I bet your bank account against my bank account. All right? But he didn't want to take that shit, bro. I told him, hey, let's just put some money on the board, Judge. You so goddamn smart. Your bank account against mine. That's why I shut him down, man. I love Kwame, man. Hey, bro. Me and Kwame shut their ass down, man.
Oh, man.
But,
He say, hey, you went to the bank account on it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I did drop on. Let's put some money on the bowl, dude. You all that flapping. You know the white man long real good.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Wes, tell him, man, Judge Joe Brown. I was on the show he did with the real Dana just a couple nights ago, and he admitted he took all the shots.
I told y'all that, man.
Yeah, right. Now, hold on. Now, just think about that, though. Now, he was on Fox. He must have got a deal because he went to Fox and did this thing called the Hunter Biden thing. And was supposed to be the judge on that. I don't know what the outcome was, but was on streaming on Fox. And then y'all saying after he did all this, he's announcing that he took three shots. Oh, man.
Yes, sir. I told y'all that. Mm-hmm. Hey, but look here, man.
That's
y'all check
right.
out a character called Black. Check out a character named Black P, man. Black P. All right? Y'all know my Santa Claus, but check out my man Black P. Of course, they try to make everything black evil. So what yeah, I'm going to be like the scariest thing to white people this time of year. Y'all know what it is? That's who I am. Black Ice. Black Ice. I'm the Black Ice Man.
Yo, right. so the one they can't see that if you slide on it, take you out.
Yeah.
If you ever
that's
look on
right.
Black Ice,
mm. Black Ice.
It's two types
that's
of
who
ice.
I am, black ice.
It's ice. It slips all over the place. Yes, it's different
yes,
type
sir.
Of ice. It's different types. Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, let's get some more
yes,
calls.
Sir.
I told you.
Oh, one more
out.
Thing, man. One more thing.
Go ahead. Go
hey,
ahead.
One more
go
thing
ahead.
About this COVID thing, man. I told Derek and y'all, but my Morehouse black doctor, he's a little older than me. His ass took that COVID shot, so I did what you call that, a telemedicine with his ass last week. Guess what? He sounded like Froggy
yeah.
on damn Little Raptor. I got COVID, man. I said, what the fuck? And then he say, I've been immunized. I say, what do you use that big-ass word? I know what it mean, but he say he took the jab. I've been immunized. Now that motherfucker's he on his own. I say something like ivermectin. That fucker flip out, man. Just ivermectin. He
now,
start having
now,
his
now, hold on,
shit,
man. Hold on. I'm gonna tell y'all now. I'm about to make it funny and scary at the same time. You know, I like ass and fire. Now think about it. I try to tell y'all, warn y'all. People say, why y'all want to move over there? I said, damn man, I had a dream one day up there that the CDC, which is right in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
released
mm-hmm.
all
yes,
the zombies. Released all the zombies. And all I can say is, it was just you wake up right on time. You say, damn God, woke up from that crazy shit. Cause once I see it, and they loyal. When I say they loyal, y'all, I'm not making this up. I've met people work there. They loyal to that shit. It must be the pay.
Yep.
Must be the pay. And I had a dream they go unleash some zombies. And it makes no sense because they already been prepping you for zombies anyway. That's where it's filmed at. So I'm thinking to myself. And look how loyal they are to Dr. Fauci. Blacks don't even. Now, this woman made a book before I get some more callers. This woman made a book, Harriet Washington. Told you, Dr. Fauci, in the book, American Apartheid. Medical Apartheid. We played the clip here. And black folks in these areas are like, it never happened. That's scary. They're going to fight y'all. Everybody out there, listen, they're going to fight y'all who are talking like this, and white folks know they're going to fight them for sure. That's why I have to lump them in so many different ways. It's just, you have to understand how this is working. Because, again, if they telling you, too, that they're going to do this, because a lot of these white folks now see that their own people are going to go against them. I hope y'all listening. They're bringing in all these foreigners, everybody. You can only imagine. Now, what's going on in Europe? Let me get some more calls. What's going on in Europe? Have y'all been paying attention to Europe? Oh, my goodness. They gonna knock them down first, then come after us. All right, 5298. You on the air? Hey, put yourself on mute. Y'all making some echoes. Put it on mute and y'all come up. Just mute yourself if y'all make echoes. Go ahead, 5298. Got you on there. Before we get to our get, come on. I got 1877 next. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, family?
Yeah, go. I'm listening.
Hey. What's happening, Dread Bones?
What's up, brother? What's up, brother?
Man,
what's happening? All right.
Nothing too much, just putting a couple of things together, what you said, starting off with the star, Eastern Star, star this and that. Well, we got to understand that you, self, you are the star. This is why even the star deals with that five,
mm-hmm.
that five-point pentagon, that star. As we said, the five letters to that star is A, L-L-A-H, arm, leg, arm, head, Allah.
That's it. Allah, that's it. That's what
but
it is.
That five.
That's
five. I got five
what,
on it. That's the five letters, and you mentioned five. See, because the kingdom, woo, kingdom is 23 to 5. Heaven is 23 to 5. This is the season, as they say, to give a present. Present is 32, family. You the present, the star. Present is 32 to 5. That starts with your brain, 14 to 5. your temple 23 to 5. Damn it, I keep saying it's the word magic. Word magic is 32 to 5. We keep saying the 5. Just mention the 5 called sports. Sport is 23. This is why those arenas are filled. I don't give a fuck how cold it is or how hot it is. See?
You ain't lying.
And you're talking about the judge, Mr. Brown. Brown is 14, who took the 23 three times. Vaccine is 23 to 5. The pandemic, 23. It's death, family. Death is 23. See, those are chemicals, 32, that actually change you inside. Change is 23. Mm-hmm. It manipulates your body. So again, family, once we tell the true story, because that's part of this season. But for me, Christmas and a holiday is every day, family. And I love that most of you all do Christmas every day. It ain't the way that they gave it to you. Christmas is the truth that you bring. It's the facts, baby, that you bring. That's why facts is 23, family. Just the facts, baby. Just the five.
Just the facts.
So
nothing
just use your damn common sense.
It's
you got nothing else. Because common sense is 23.
It ain't common. My man Alex Williams, baby, he used to say all the time, man, if common sense was common, everybody be rich. He said, nah, it ain't common. Everybody ain't
Hey, Eddie,
common
tell
sense.
Him, my favorite slow cut is called Star of the Story by Heatwave.
That's a bad jam, too. Yes, it is. Heatwave is buzz day. Yes. Now, let me ask y'all. Now, y'all see it said a creation story of the, because the woman got double X. We got XY. Now, let's go into something, y'all, because, everybody got these speculations. This is a speculation. I can't prove it because I ain't seen nobody's genitalia. But everybody been saying this is a hermaphrodite, this is that. Now, hermaphrodite, I might have to have you look that word up, man, and give me some numbers on that one, because that seems to be a very I haven't done it, so I'm gonna put it on you, man, since you on Wednesday night. So look that word up for me, please, the numbers.
Bones. Let me give you this one right quick, though. That's key to the five. You just mentioned it. See, we in the word magic is because of speculation, family. Speculation is 41. The
right.
Five.
Right.
Too much speculation. Go ahead, Dry Bones.
Yeah, I'm speculating now because I want to make sure everybody on the same. We all the same way. I'm saying is that if it's this separation, and then they say all of a sudden the chromosome went to X to Y, we celebrating the masculine thing, we celebrating a union, and here's a child born type of thing. So basically, it's like a surrogate. Somebody else is like the parent. Like it's like we got some surrogate. That's what this word comes to me. That's another word we could add to the repertoire. Is that the DNA that they claim by all groups say it was Yaku? Some people say it's this. Some people say they all admit to some type of DNA manipulation. Would that be like the surrogate gene that they say we might have? What's your concept? I'm gonna take some more calls on that one.
Right, quick understanding. Even just look at the number, and you ain't got to speculate. See, because speculation is 41, but when you get into the letters, XY is 32, the 5, damn. And XX is 33, the 6, which is your DNA. That's why the DNA comes from the female, baby, the XX chromosomes.
Ooh. Right, now the XX now.
With the numbers, baby.
Right. That's why I say now, this seems to be a call, but take some calls up, 1-877. But I want y'all to think about how this, they all was one, and then they made another one. That's where I'm trying to go into that. Well, everything is always on the one. Make you think about that. 1-877. Let me hear from you before we get.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah. Good.
Everyone,
yeah,
Dry Bones. I'm gonna hit the subject matter. Okay, the subject matter is here. We're talking about the Greeks, you know, taking on the Saturn and the Romans, you know, actually celebrate. And I know you said metaphor, and my definition of metaphor is like it's symbolized and it's not really actual. But I believe everything that you wrote in your article. I believe that these back in the 17th, you know, 13th century, what is it, 300 BC, this stuff actually lived. These gods were really there. And they don't want to lose. What I've noticed about these gods, when I've seen Santa, and I don't know if you probably said this in the past or whatever, but I did not see Satan in Santa, okay? I told my daughter, I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know?
Nobody's seen that when we were little. Nobody would see that.
I know.
Think that this was Satan as a little kid.
Yeah. Exactly. And I watched a lot. I ain't gonna lie. I watched a lot of Christmas shows on Lifetime yesterday and stuff like that. So guys, I know this is a tough subject, and I know most people don't want to hit it because of the fact that we grew up with the Santa Claus, with the Rudolph, the red nose reindeer. You know, I've seen a car with the deers and the nose, you know, driving on because the festivities they made it so beautiful. So I know. It's a hard subject for you.
After listening to this program, I play who made the song. So who made these songs to be like, I mean, because we didn't think this up, obviously.
No. This is something has been going on for forever. You know what I mean?
Well,
forever.
Oh, okay.
Did we think it up? And No. What happened was, I know you guys know I'm a big fan of Enoch, okay? And these guys that they're talking about are the gods that came down here on Earth that is connected with the stars, and they are in existence right now. You know, the brother talked about the Republicans
now,
earlier. Yes.
Me and you talked about this. I agree. Go ahead. I'm going to let you go because I like where you're going with this. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying to you guys is that we have, as a people, we have to wrap ourselves around their world because we cannot fear them. And we cannot let them take over our bodies and our minds because that's the only way they thrive. And
well,
what I'm saying
kids.
To you,
but you do
is,
understand,
and,
the,
and that is
kids.
Their, that is their, that is their, that is their. I guess that the blood of the children is so beautiful and so purified and so marvelous that they have to. That's why the abortions are so.
Plentiful because we're feeding. You're saying that obviously you heard this before. So outside of yourself saying all this, can you imagine other women that you are affiliated with understanding that they feeding off of their bodies and why they so they made a campaign basically won. The party that is of this won from actually using the hermaphrodite cult. Which would be LGBTQ, everybody is one, and so forth. So how is women now who are now seeing that men are able to play basketball or play sports, how are you going to explain it to that beta generation now that if our generation just watched it and say a damn thing, obviously it's going to go to the next generation?
Our generation is brainwashed into belief.
Okay.
Our generation is brainwashed to selectively believe in certain things about the politicians who support Saturn.
Okay.
It's just plain and simple. Because if you vote for the party who wants to sacrifice babies because you hate Trump,
well, they did.
The question would be, how do you deal with the question?
Because we already know all that. Let's go to the solution be, how are you going to deal with this group now, even now, by them adhering to some of these restrictions, especially in the Black Mecca?
Going along with the name changing of the children and brainwashing these babies in schools. They're not only sacrificing them with abortion. They're doing it in school. They got them confused. They got them taking off their body parts. People who support these kind of people, because the gods are so strong right now.
Okay.
What's going on is the gods, of Saturn are so strong. They're so strong. They're
Saturn,
controlling.
Guys of Saturn.
They're,
okay.
Yeah, they're controlling. They're controlling the politicians. They're controlling the people by moving with emotions. They got the Christmas thing. See, the Christmas thing is just off from the emotions because the gods know that what we have is something called emotions and consciousness. And that's something that they cannot create because it comes, I believe, with nature.
Well,
so
well,
what
if
they
it came
do
with
is
nature,
they create this beautiful Christmas.
Yeah, they create this beautiful Christmas. But here's the key, what I'm saying. You got to admit to it now that, okay, you thought the Republican Party was one time. You got to admit now that this party now is showing they are hokey. That means now they could be now making new people believe the same thing in the black community that you once believed. So basically they all working together to have a group go at each other.
I believe what happened was, okay, now the Republican Party after slavery and up until the 60s were truly true Republicans. But how the genius of Saturn slaves, which is the politicians are slaves to the master of Saturn, they said, you know what? We cannot convince these people not to love the United States country and its freedom and have all these rights. So what we're going to do is we're going to put Democrats in the Republican Party and make them believe that they're really Republicans in name only, but they're really Democrats.
So
that is how the two-party system came in play.
Okay, so you're saying, which is in the history books, y'all, everybody's seen that, this show, and before we even do this, it's a picture of the Union soldier and the Confederate soldiers holding a stance with a grip. Underneath them is a huddled family of black wife, a husband, and child scared. This was where they made that agreement at. There's no doubt about it. And this agreement went on and on. And now that's why black folks have a subconscious breakdown. They see the Republican Party as the slave masters, and but it actually was the Democratic Party was the slave masters. You see how they reversed the break?
Exactly.
So now we don't see nothing now because it's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take a quick break, everybody. I'm going to bring Brother Kwame and look for his number. Just want y'all to know, y'all voted for all these people. I told you, mm-hmm. There's no longer to play games, everybody. Obama told you, since everybody got Obama as a god, I guarantee you every barber place with a picture got Obama in that picture as a savior. I mean, he's a savior. That is why they call it messiahship, because they look as messiahs. Well, he gave you a clue. He gave you one that you ain't paid no attention to. Play this 100 times. Told Africa what he was going to do to us.
The biggest challenge to workers in countries like mine today is technology. And the biggest challenge for your new president, when we think about how we're going to employ more people here, is going to be also technology, because artificial intelligence is here and it is accelerating. And you're going to have driverless cars, and you're going to have more and more automated services. And that's going to make the job of giving everybody work that is meaningful, tougher. And we're going to have to be more imaginative. And the pace of change is going to require us to do more fundamental reimagining of our social and political arrangements to protect the economic security and the dignity that comes with a job. It's not just money that a job provides. It provides dignity and structure and a sense of place and a sense of purpose. And so we're going to have to consider new ways of thinking about these problems, like a universal income, review of our work week, how we retrain our young people, how we make everybody an entrepreneur at some level. But we're going to have to worry about economics if we want to get democracy back on track.
Economics. Now, they're talking about giving people tax-based money. To all you sovereigns out there listening and everything, Brother Tariq, I don't put the number one button if you are on this line so I can see something. But the number you gave, I do not see. If you out there, please let me know if you see text me, call me, let me know what's next. You told me you had a new number. I'm looking for you now. All right, so let's go with that premise, y'all. Y'all see it now in your municipalities that these implementations of this is going on. That means...
UBI.
Right. So now y'all seeing it, so it's no more talk. It's going on. And the bill that everybody seems to take for granted is in the time of December. They went in darkness and came out with a bill in darkness. That's what they called it. He told you. Biden told you, but black folks that got Charlemagne the God and all these people y'all listening to and stuff drawing you into these bad moves and shit and shunning the people that
the
tell
dark
you.
Dark winter.
Yeah, dark winter. Yeah, I put it on the day. Dark. We did a program for dark winter. The man told you in his own speech, it's going to be a dark winter. You ain't paying no attention. People like me get shunned. I tell family members, you get shunned, so you got to be careful now because they are creating the zombie. The zombie. Y'all better look it up. I hope y'all looking this up because I ain't just talking off the top of my head. For real. It's facts. They know that you are medically induced because you know you DNA tampered. You know it. You know it already. Ain't no way of playing around it. Ain't no way of playing around it. You got cell phone towers been on top of your ass since Ray Fauntleroy warned you in the 80s. Got worse. So you know you was already getting it. By now, those who are going to be losing jobs soon, prepare. Now, prepare. Because you watching automation go up. Y'all believe in it. Elon Musk, remember, Satan was a goat. If you look up the picture of the Santa Claus, here's with a goat called Kappas.
Ain't that what they call LeBron James, the goat?
All of them.
He's
think about
playing
it.
Today. He's playing today, number 23
today.
On Christmas.
Right. They got to put him in. And that's
Woo!
What they're doing. So they got this. Now, this is the ancient pictures of Santa Claus. The devil was black. Jet black, so don't lie. Oh, you want to bet on it? He was black. They were for GN caps. Some of y'all don't know what that means. I know it's like wearing a fez. So take that one with some grain of salt. See, that's what y'all ain't paying attention. And where you think that came out of? So Saturn in Egypt. That all y'all believe in Egypt. He said the Kemesh, Kemet, that's why y'all calling that shit Kemet. You didn't come up with that. They gave you that word. You didn't come up with that all about, oh, I found Kemet. No, hell no. You found the book telling you about Kemet.
And some of that bill money is, what I said earlier, is going towards the borders. One of the places is Egypt.
Right.
Oh, and Egypt. LGBTQ is 22, by the way.
Right, right. You got to do this because they're playing you right before our very eyes. They're playing us, however you want to call it, Jesus, us. That's a metaphor. And so now what's coming up is 3D. Is that you will be amalgamated. Some of us will die off before. Those of you who took the shots, I have no idea of telling you what you took, obviously. And it's going to be another revolution of those who won't take the shot. That's the next phase. I've seen it. When I watched that milking thing and they said, we got to go hard and sexy. See, they're going to make it where, see, that's why they keep saying January 6th. And then fools, that's how you know the black folks are crazy. I'm going to use you first, black people. You're the human sacrifice. Here's a group been talking about, they can't stand the White House. We can't stand these motherfuckers. We can't stand what the fuck they did. Hell, they stole niggas. I don't know. We had a whole speech. Million people showed up to hear the White House was holding slaves. Fuck, they made movies. They were selling Washington, D.C., kidnapping your ass, 12 years a slave. And then you niggas got the nerves to say January 6th was real. I said, what? Who got you?
They thought Slap was real, bruh. And then Will Smith turns around and releases a movie called Emancipation this month.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Right. So this is an illusionary group of people who are stuck on Disneyland. And I'm telling you, it's real. I mean, y'all can think of y'all believe in fairies, but y'all, remember, Disney used fairies. He was using all the magic on us. And he came on every day, CBS, NBC. And again, we all know the truth, but I gave y'all the clue. That's why any group that can say, oh, anti-Semitic is bad, and you go see the Ethiopians who are supposed to be Semitic, how can I be anti if I'm supposed to be both black folks? Only look at color. We don't know nothing about tribalism. Don't fool yourself. If you believe black folks knew about tribalism and nationalism, you think they would let themselves be played like this? Somebody come on the line and tell me how you could believe in all this and not one bill that your so-called civil rights leaders died, shot, killed everybody off in the 60s. When I got born, they don't kill everybody goddamn off, ass off.
Mm-hmm.
They don't kill everybody. By the time I got to be young, hell, it was they was already killed off primary people. I didn't know they was primary until I got older. Like they were primary, and you had to look that up, really look it up to know. And here y'all going to believe that these groups that were produced here end up having politicians in them now claiming they was under abuse and everything. I don't even know how we should take this as a people. We under the biggest illusion. I mean, people who still think they went to the moon but can't stop radiation in Chernobyl, Russia. Still Fukushima. Tell they to ask to take those spacesuits that they claim they went through the Van Nuys radiation belt with and tell me, as a sign, anybody, you ain't got to be that bright. I'm not that bright. The nose is a radiation belt up there. That's why they couldn't go, that's why they can't go so high with these Elon Musk shit. They can't go so high. They got to come back down because you can't get past the belt. We are a prison planet. You don't even know. It can't even get out the shit. So what's coming at us definitely coming from out the ground. So y'all been played the wrong way. They making movies showing y'all this coming shit coming out the ground, y'all. They ain't seen before. But they've got you looking up and down, so that which is above, so is below. So you don't even know what's coming. None of y'all watch all the radiation shows that's out there. They say that they bringing in radiation at a level that's unbelievable. So who bringing it in? The shot has to work with radiation. That's why you become...
Well, hell, the phones, people walking around their pockets giving off radiation. Shit, Delbert Blair told us that, you know. But like you said, people are not paying attention.
They ain't paying attention. So, right, that's the danger of all that we talk about. The only thing good is that you seers to see ahead. But the danger is fighting the ignorant.
That's the real war right there.
That's the real war. You think of some other shit. It's going to be with people who are evangelical who believe, white folks who believe that this is really their country. Not knowing they got played, but then those who do know, like you patriots said, the real patriots in the white people is those libertarians, y'all. They don't want no restrictions. Look them up. They in there. They in your municipality. They don't never bother nobody. They really rich. You wonder what's going on with these groups. Black folks, you being played just by putting up a celebrity and calling him a star. And that's where we fall. I'm looking for Brother Kwame. Let me get a commercial. Brother Kwame, please, if you hit the button, you told me one number. I don't see your number. And we get it on the minute.
Hey, before you go to break, just like I hate to say it, the truth got to be told. With Kyrie, after all that rigmarole and back and forth, he then came back and playing. And now Brooklyn is one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference now. Get the fuck out of here.
Top playing good, doing everything. He had to do his atonement. See, that's what the atonement. See, they don't tell you what that really means. You think, oh, I got to tell. No, whoever ruled you is atonement. And that's what he did. And again, no repercussions from Shaq for showing the movie to his theaters because he already a made man. Ain't nothing going to happen to Shaq. They want this controversy, everybody. They really do. I hope y'all know that. They want that. We'll be right back. We're trying to see where we go. But Laquan, I just called. Didn't answer on the phone. I hope somebody...
Hey, while you're doing that, I just might make a quick correction now. LeBron James wore the number 23 when he left Cleveland, came back to the Lakers. But right. He switched it to the number 6. But was interesting, the whole NBA retired the number 6 after Bill Russell died. But LeBron, I guess they quote-unquote grandfathered him. He's allowed to continue to wear the number 6 for the Lakers.
Now, check that out.
He is a Capricorn, too. His birthday is December 30th. It's next week, by the way.
Yeah, he's definitely very, very instrumental in the game of what we call sports. That's for sure.
Tariq number is 424, man. You looking for Tariq? I think his number 424.
Right, but he told me, he said, I'm looking all over. He gave me two numbers. He said, look for him. I got everybody got the lines open. I don't see a line open. I know he's in California, y'all, so bear with me. He's in California, so I take that to account that he is just probably getting into his getting up routine. So I will play by ear, but he definitely gave me two numbers, and I'm looking for that one he told me to be on. And but the old number, I don't see it at all. So I know I'm looking for that one.
Right quick there, let me add to.
Add on. Help me out.
Add to Satan. I mean, yeah, well, Santa real quick. You know, I used to talk about it, but, again, we all know now that when you rearrange the letters of Santa, you got Satan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another name for Satan is Nick. They call Santa Old Saint Nick.
We know that the devil color is red. Santa is basically dressed in red. And we know that the so-called pits of hell is a fiery pit. Well, why does Santa come down your chimney, a fiery chimney? And the niggas actually break it in your house.
Because
then nobody invited him.
He Molech. He at the fiery furnace is cold. The children will turn into cold when you burn them.
Yep.
So that's the whole point. See, the thing about Santa is that he's Molech. He is, you sacrifice. Remember it said the parents made a wish list of what they want for the year by giving up the child and sacrificing the child. That's why the Abraham story, Isaac and Jacob, all that shit, everything's a sacrifice, especially of that time frame. So we got to wonder about that and all the other stories out there about killing the kids. We can't just let this
slide by. Noel and Elon, same word. Elon and Noel.
Yeah, so that's definitely what's happening. Let me see. I got another caller here. Let me see who. 007. 4007.
That's me.
You, there you go. Yeah. I say it's another day. It's been good.
Bro. I've been up since 7, and I was listening because you sent me the thing. I just clicked on it. I forgot. I got to call in. I'm up here listening and setting up all my
things. You gave me 2 numbers. I said, he gave me 2 numbers. I know I ain't crazy yet. I'm looking at
them. I only got one. It's all right.
Hey, all right. Hey, man. Well, I'm just going to say this. He ain't no guest. He's been with us on Wednesday night back with Antoinette. He's been on tried a few occasions, so good to have you, brother. You sent some information. I said, perfect. I said, we need to hear a rebirth of some more information that is hardly told and mainly suppressed. So appreciate you coming on from Cali. Much Cali love to you. Without any ado, the floor is yours.
Greetings, everyone. This is Brother Tariq here. And I'm going to start out by telling you that a lot of things been bothering me because a lot of people think that things is cool. People riding around in them airplanes and flying in those cars and fancy cars will have you thinking that things is cool. Mm-hmm. Even old Jai President, would have you thinking that things is cool. But I'm here to tell all of y'all that we got a cross that we must bear. Now, there's the white cross, the green cross, the black cross, the crisscross, and the lost cross. The cross gets awful heavy at different times. The one is supposed to keep on keeping on carrying the cross on his shoulders. Because you ain't supposed to let no cross cross you up. You're supposed to let a cross help you get across. If you let a cross help you get across, you won't get lost. So if you all remember this, you won't get lost on the cross while you're trying to get across. So I just wanted to let all y'all know about this. I know you know it already. But if that cross keeps crossing you up, go on and deal with it and leave it alone. And that's what we got to do, leave that cross alone.
Well, let me ask you.
Yeah,
because the whole thing is about the cross, basically. And you love going into the stars. I'll be looking at your info, and you see, I know all the alignment of the planets is happening now. You think they talking about celestial crisscross, like the equinox, and how the rulership of that in space has a lot of effect on us. What they call El Mortals, or however we want to call it. Go ahead with that. Let me hear it.
Well, I mean, we're being radiated to death, y'all. Come on. This has been told to us now, exactly. Brother Ray and others and Dr. Deborah Davis have been warning us for 20 years about this radiation. And yet we have accepted it, we carry it, we use it and abuse it, and this is what's tearing us up. This is slow death, folks. This is population control. This is what's going on here. See, they have a whole system of population control that they're using that, we're hooked into, because we have our musicians, we have our artists, we have our very our music frequency that we used to have. Now it's, I think it's been altered.
Right.
About love. Yeah, been altered. Because, you know, I mean, we were about, at least we were about love back in the day, you know. But now it's nothing but death.
Right. I'm glad you said that, because it's like some type of death cult. It's like everything is dealing with death. Like a death.
That's
death.
Right.
Everything is death. Go ahead.
Instead of life, and instead of eating to live, most people out here are living to eat, and that's why they're able to fill us with rotten flesh and all manner of toxins, pesticides, herbicides, all of this stuff that they're serving us on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And Dick Gregory said once that if black folks was in control of the foods, the stores, and the supply of the food and so forth, they'd indicted us all. If we put the kind of stuff that's in the stores now, if we were to do the same thing, we'd all been indicted. See?
He's absolutely right. I see the eating now. Now, do you think it's basically because of, like, for instance, some areas of people are able to get better food, and I'm going for those, like, because I've seen markets come in from different immigrant groups that somehow able to get their goods to provide for their areas. Because I'm noticing that, like, they can bring a store that you never heard of, and it'll be able to provide for, back and out the time you're talking, we was on that level, and then all these things came. So that war was a very very deep war for that to be like taken away from those of us who remember that era where blacks had a lot of stuff. They had grocery stores, they had cleaners, and so
we had we had farmers to bring the food. My dad's cousin had a farm right here in Downey. We used to go out there every 2 weeks. We got in fact, we had in our backyard, we had pheasants, ducks, and chickens in our backyard in Santa Monica. And then my dad's cousin, he had the farm out there in Downey. We'd go out there, and he would supply us with various foods from the farm. And we always had a garden. And I hated it when I was young, but that's what I've been doing the last 40 years is gardening.
Yeah.
And promoting gardening.
Tell him what you do. Yeah, he sent me some videos for y'all don't know. Definitely involved with still – the art of just growing your own food in a climate that's definitely helps in a good climate, but you got to have a good climate to grow year round like we do in Florida.
Right.
We
know that we can have food year round. You can grow food inside your house. See, that's what instead of food in your house, you got things and trinkets and all manner of stuff that have sold you.
I'm agree to you on that 100%. Now, back in the day, I've been like, nah, I'm telling you what I've seen in my own eyes that validate what you just said. In parts of Buffalo and areas, when different groups come in, they actually plant their stuff in the front of the house.
Right.
And I like we used to do, they take the most of their, I'm not saying they got sustained because they do have, that's what I said earlier, about that civil rights thing with the stores, because it's strange that a group could come in and then have a specific store that actually cartels to their liking, which is not an issue for me. That's just trade. But look how fast that trade made. So it got to me, it looked like some agreements was made without the black folks being represented as far as America. What's your take on that? Because you give so much history about America. How do you feel about that part where we seem to...
This is not America. This is Amaruka. This is the land of the ancient ones, the ones who've been here for half a million or a million years or more, maybe. Just ask if you don't believe what the brother's saying. Just go ask the Pentagon why I can't go to the Grand Canyon except for one little small part of it. Why are they hiding what's in the Grand Canyon? And see, this is our story. And our story on this land is far beyond any of that stuff that you've been seeing on television about these redskins running around with hairs and feathers on their heads, hooping and hollering and shooting at people. See, that's the brainwashing.
That's the Hollywood. Now, that's the purpose. Now, you in Hollywood area. I mean, I'm saying you're not in, I mean, but I'm sure you're Now, pretty lucrative, pretty upbeat. I'm a tourist, so I can't speak on the local side, but I just see what I see. Seem to be everything upscaling, but of course, I've seen a lot of homeless almost everywhere that I was hanging out. Now, my thing is, I'm not like can't say we ain't got it here in Florida, but I'm just saying it was like, wow, a different level. It was like, wow, they're able to do more than our homeless. And I would be nervous if our homeless was able to get that much land allocated for them to be like sleep anywhere. And who knows what it is. Do you think it's something like a new type of gentrification by using the mentally ill now as a way of reducing the price by saying, okay, we can't go the old ways, but if we let the mentally ill just take it over, and then we can lower the value now even better because, you know, the mentally ill did it, so now for us to fix it, we got to lower the value. You think that's a new gentrification of policies that seems to be implemented off this civil rights agenda?
Yeah, this is leading you into the slaughterhouse, folks. That's all it is. Mm. You know, you don't see that these people have, under the last 100 years, have made sure that you don't even know what's in front of you. You understand? They have it so twisted up since the 20s when they brought the public school system in here from Leipzig, Germany, from the Yiddish Schulers in Germany. They brought the public school system here in the 20s.
Elaborate on that.
Rockefeller and them set that all up. Ford, Bendix, all of them, because they don't want no thinkers, they want workers. And so they put this stupid system of lining you up and sitting in front of the blackboard with the teacher up front with the paddle to make sure that you do what they tell you to do, and you learn that. See, and then you pass the test to prove that you learned it. So they got you, you know, from childhood. They got you, they're leading you into a mindset that can only shorten your life, literally, because you're eating yourself into oblivion. You're eating yourself into dis-ease or lack of ease, which is what dis-ease is, not all those names that the medical system comes up with, the American Murder Association is what they should be called, because they kill with their treatments and their process, they kill over 4 million people a year, and it's still not enough, not fast enough.
Mm.
Yeah. And you have to understand what's being done, folks. You're being tricked from start. You don't know that the one of the things that I've been working with for almost 40 years now is water, the lifeblood of the human organism. The key to life on Earth. What are we doing about the water, folks? Do you have clean water in your house? Do you have clean water that you can go to the faucet and drink every day? Do you have clean water coming out of your bathtub and shower every day?
Yeah.
No.
Let me just say this because that's so deep what you just said. Now, some of you do in certain areas. I as well. Anybody know about digging deep, bringing the pump? We get the aquifer. Because that's one thing about Florida. We can dig down and get that water out the bottom. Oh, yes, yes. And many people who are in the urban areas don't, but those of us where we at, you dig deep, it's almost like it take them almost 8 hours to dig out that coral rock to put a line down to suffer that pump to come up for that. So, yeah. And then, like you just said, we just have Reverend Pinckney on. Detroit, Benton Harbor, Mississippi.
Yep.
Mississippi had water problems. I hate to tell you certain parts of Florida because the red tide is here. Y'all don't talk about. See, they don't tell y'all about the red tide in some of these areas.
Oh,
the coral areas are bleeding There's red tide in certain parts of Florida that is not good for the breathing system or the ecosystem. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to let you jump back in. Go ahead.
You have, and then you have this constant pollution from the combustible engine that we seem to don't give a damn about, because 40% of the fuel that you buy and put in your vehicle, your car, is burn up and burn out the tailpipe, goes out the tailpipe into the atmosphere.
Right.
So it's no wonder we have.
Now, let me ask you, because, you know, this is the big debate between young people. they did a global warming. They got the young people believing in climate control. I'm going to be honest with you. I find it to be a kind of a fallacy component. I'm just giving my opinion on that. A fallacy. When I say fallacy component, I'm saying that the earth replenishes itself, because we don't get the same air system that they get down in Ecuador underneath the equator. It's certain areas of the earth that purifies its own self based on nature. So if America, in my personal understanding, America is really replenishing itself like any other natural habitat. Of course, mankind can destroy it. But do you honestly believe that they would destroy it? Because if they destroy everything, the earth going to attack it so violently that Mother Nature, let's go to the brink shit. I think, in my opinion, from what we see with technology and what's going on, they can only go so far with that technology.
Breaking point coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you see a correction from that.
Yeah, because see, you can control the air in your home. You can have clean air in your home. There are hundreds of different systems out there that give you clean air while you're in, especially in your bedroom while you sleep.
You don't
have clean air there. All you're doing is infecting yourself, really, because you're drying up. Yeah,
right.
You're drying up, and you're breathing toxins while you're asleep. You lose 11 ounces of water at night while you sleep, and then you don't get up in the morning and drink water.
Well, let's talk about that, because you made a great point. What about that? Let's go with that point, because I'm using what you're saying, because you're saying exactly what's happening. Now, some people, not you, not me, not others on this line, you know you're supposed to clean your AC filter out every 3 months. I've been across people who don't even know that. You'd be like, huh?
No. Mm-hmm.
So here it is. I'm assuming. See, that's why it ain't good to be an assumer.
That's right.
Because I assume that they knew this. And I look at their AC filter when you pull it out. Oh, my God. That is a lot to do with why you got viral infections. Believe it or not, that's my opinion. That most people don't know that they're killing themselves by not even trying to clean out their AC units.
the main clean out that we neglect is our intestines. 30 feet of intestines that we carry within us have to be cleansed, folks. You have to clean out your intestines, because if you do not, you will putrefy yourself into illness. And, you know, putrefaction means rotting.
Yeah.
So that means what you eat and don't use or don't make use of, you are carrying all this waste around with you. And when you do not cleanse on a regular basis, then what you end up doing is being what they call sick.
Let's keep it Hollywood on them. Let's make it like when you backed up, because I want to say what I want to say. When you backed up and don't have a bowel movement for days, you might need to do some kaopectate, something to make you. Because that's what's happening. If you let that stick in your intestines, that's why chitlin was so deep, because you had to clean the shit out the chitlins.
No, I'm just saying, you know, we literally eat ourselves to death.
Because we do not
cleanse, and we believe in things that we don't understand, which is what?
Suffer.
I think it's called superstition.
Superstition.
I call it superstition, because you're really acting stupid when you do this. Just as with the so-called shots that people ran and got, And I've been on record on the air since the 90s, teaching our community here in L.A., and actually on Florida as well, because Carl had a show down there I used to appear on, Carl Nelson. These vaccinations, I produce a book called Vaccinations Are Deadly. Mm-hmm. And it's simply taken from the medical literature. I just simply got into the medical literature and found out how many doctors and researchers and so forth are against what they call vaccinations, which is a phony word, by the way, folks, because the word vaca, that means from cow. And that's the first shot, or not shot, that's the first so-called vaccination they gave, which was the smallpox vaccination. Now, do any of you all out there know what happened to the people during that time back then? Yeah. They want to call it the Spanish flu, or they want to call it, they got all kind of names for it, but it was all because of the cow pus, folks, the smallpox vaccination came from. And
did a black man actually make the vaccination? Because I was looking up. People sent me so much stuff. I've looked up what somebody sent me. A black, according to it was trying to justify why blacks should take vaccinations, and they end up showing this guy who was like in the, I would say the late 1700s.
That's William Jenner.
Right. They said he brought over here this able to stop the infection because he has able to stop it somewhere else. Now my question is, okay, we got disease.
William Jenner, who invented this so-called vaccine thing, rather than clean up the place. See, because all of this came out of the dairymaid superstition of London, England. And the dairymaid superstition was that if you got cowpox, you couldn't get smallpox.
Right. Let me ask a question, because this is where you got the L and Indian name. Now, you know, I look up a lot of this stuff. I've got a lot of people from these different. Now, the pictures that they took when they went to Europe did not hide the fact. They did not hide the fact of worshiping black people. That's where I'm trying to get this thing where everybody's trying to say they're hiding it. I didn't even go there. People who I know personally went to these places, and they got Blackamoor castles. They even got the knights, Templars with from Ethiopia. I mean, they're giving homage to this shit, and yet because Black America seems not to know it. Like, we've been taught, like, oh, they hated the, I ain't saying they love all black folk, but I'm saying, though, it's not hidden as much as we've been told because, I mean, Santa Claus, they in blackface being Santa Claus, actually, if y'all didn't know that. I'm glad you brought
it up. Chris Kringle was his name in Central Europa. And please, let us stop calling that place over there Europe. It's named after a sister. It's named after a goddess from Macedonia, a melanated goddess. And who named it? Who named the place?
I know what you're saying, but I want the world to know by now that they're not. I want to go take a look at it. But you have to say now with the internet, which got way more time and knowledge than me and you had now. We on it now. You on it.
Right.
It looked like what we've been saying is so easy to find. If I punch in Europa right now, everybody, in Google, it will show you the map.
Yep.
We named it and we populated it. The Ottoman Turks. Now I'm around some Turks people. Turks is black too, but it was me. I mean, here's what I got, because some of the stuff that you say on your thread, the Native American thing is kind of interesting, because how could we never tell the story, and you give me your opinion on this, of Christopher Columbus actually taking the indigenous people back first? Wouldn't that make more sense? Why is that part being left out? See, I don't mind what they're telling, But they leave out key secret components that make so what do you think happened in that exchange?
Well, let us stop with the nonsense about what they did, because it's what we did that happened.
Okay, what did we do?
This. Nothing.
What did we do?
We brought them here. We went over there and brought them over here. That's
okay.
How it happened. Yeah.
Okay.
Because
explain that a little bit for us. Explain that a little bit to us.
Who were the seafarers, folks? Were there any, up until the 1500s, none of them creatures from over in England, in Scotland, Ireland, and Wales, and the Iberian Peninsula, they couldn't sail. They were not capable of sailing far. The Portuguese king sent a small fleet of vessels down the coast of near the breast of the motherland, or what we call Alcabulan, and we have to stop calling it Africa. There's no such a thing. That is a lie and a grunt, and we have to stop calling it that. No continent with 3,000 languages and 2 billion people can be called after a Roman general who didn't do nothing in the first place. His son is who invaded Carthage with Roman soldiers, and they called themselves the first Africans after the Africanus, Scipio Africanus.
Let's go with that purpose, because a lot of times we talk about this, and I'm glad you bring this up, because a lot of this is not taught. See, this is why me and you could say we see in a transformation where it's not even taught in schools no more. I mean, even in any of the Afrocentric schools, whatever it is, they're talking about transgender. That's where they at. Now, explain to me now that me and you can have a logical conversation about what you just said, but we cannot even go to academia. Can we teach your kids for free this type of information so they can keep on Black history? Black history don't even want to hear about this no more. I guarantee y'all. Something's wrong.
Well,
what you just gave was priceless. You gave priceless information about Southern Strip. Now, let me ask you a question. The navigators, let's go with the navigators. They had to pay homage to come out of the Straits of Gibraltar, which is the Mediterranean. We all know Africa controlled that for a thousand years plus. But I'll just go with that. Hercules, since the days of Hercules, because that's Jason organized. Now, if this is the case, then that means that they had to get special permission from Black nations. That's why I say I don't have a problem with that, because it proves that already. So why are you thinking that's not being talked about in school today? That by now we should know, in 2023, we should know that these Black nations had integral parts way before the white man. They led the foundation. They led the ground floor levels. And the white man came in at the 33rd parallel level after it was already formated. He gets in through initiation of sorts. How do you explain to the youth now that Black folks is not influential? We are influential all the way to the building of the whole thing.
Everything.
So my point to you is, if that's the case, then we got to teach a different way then, because basically we teach the wrong way. Because Black folks should be almost in awe, but at the same time sad that we end up in this predicament, if you understand what I'm saying. For all that history we got, the predicament is we had a state of chaos at this point.
We're not allowed.
Country.
We're not allowed to teach it. We're not allowed to even learn it. Most of the
there
time.
You go.
What group do you think,
because I'm going a little political, because remember, everything's political side. Okay. When you were growing up, how did you see the Democratic Party and the Republican Party in your growing up in California? Which one was considered, or both? Give me both, whatever your perspective is.
It was all about the Democratic Party, because we didn't know that the word democratic or democracy has the word demon in the first part of the word. So, right away your word spelled. Yeah. So we thought that the Democrats, of course, because of our families, our working families and our acquaintances, we thought it was, the Democratic Party was supposed to be the one. And see, that locked us into this one or the other thing, which took us away from our story, because you're not even allowed to learn this stuff in school. I wasn't allowed to teach it. When I tried to teach it when I was in LAUSD, and I'm teaching a transition course to colleges in the Upward Bound program, most of the kids that I came in contact with, they couldn't even read coming out of high school. So they got us so bass backwards and dumbed down. And of course, we know where this came from, because it's a policy, folks. It's policing. Policing problem, because right. They are policing you into not knowing squat. That's what they're doing. Ask Charlotte Eisenbeit, who used to be the education secretary under Reagan.
Deliberate
dumbing down of America. You got to read that, because tell you right to your face. And always, they always tell you to your face, but you can't hear it.
Let me take you back. Patrick Moynihan, I don't know if you're familiar with New York State, so Patrick Moynihan came up with his thesis. His thesis was basically what Good Times was made out of.
Right.
Now, again, everybody, I played the tape that said that they was able to do this by making these songs. Now, everybody should know by now, we ain't got to play, and I want to give me your book. Now, we all learn so many different stories about America, about so many things. I happen to see from my own, it ain't that bright, it's definitely history here before they got here. It's definitely gold from all the way from the pre-Columbian area, pre-Columbian. Just look up pre-Columbian. Dr. David Himmelfarb made a very excellent book on that one. That was just, did his thing on that one. So that made it.
Yes, he did.
So all that out there is there. Here's the question, everybody. The immigrants that coming into America from these areas that are of this, they're coming in, bro. They're coming in hardcore. I'm trying to figure out how does the people who identify with this area, who knows the land, how do we look at what is becoming, to me, in my personal opinion, the civil rights movement seems to be the most diabolical movement ever made to man. That's my opinion.
I agree. It's a trick. It's technology. It turns us away from what we should be doing for ourselves. And it turns to the open public and woe is me. Look at me. You guys got to help me. I need my rights and all that old bullshit. Yeah. Well, if you don't understand the law, and you don't understand that you are the law, and we are the ones who put the law down, that most of these creatures think they are acting like they're following, which most of them aren't. But we are the ones who set up the laws and are the law in this land. And they have come.
Let's go there. Because when I hear you say something, that got to be said. Okay, the sheriffs. The sheriff is an Arabic word, y'all, for sharif. So when they came over, let's go with that, what you just said. So we already know something ain't right if we think about it. Okay, the sheriff's coming from the east. We sitting in the west. When they got here, they were able to bring Islamic law into America based on a charter. Now, this is where I can't dispute that this ain't real. I still say the rulers is sitting over in Africa, personally. That's my opinion.
Now, well, the rulers are actually sitting in Holland at the Dragon Court. Yeah, that's where the rulers really are. And guess who those people are?
Okay. Who are they?
Those people are us.
Okay.
Those are the ones who ran Europa for 850 years, and after that as well, who built the castles in Bavaria, in the Alps of Switzerland. All of that was done by us, folks. None of those creatures in Germany, Holland, all those places. Those are the remnants of.
So are they? Hold on. through sex now. Let's go through, because remember, Christmas is about sex. So do I see going into the white woman who is the first slave from the Slavic harems that was brought into Europe? So you're saying
by
that
by the Moors. Right,
so we had sex with all these white women. Let's not forget this now. That we had sex with all these white women and creating kids.
Yeah.
So you don't think that's still going on today, even though we know nothing.
Absolutely. They're pushing it more than ever today.
Okay.
Because why? Because they cannot reproduce. Their genetics are what do you call it, recessive, and the proof is, look at Europa today. Those folks over there dying like flies, folks.
I'm not going to doubt that. We ain't going to doubt the fact that the UN and them are saying that they population, they've admitted themselves that their population is going down. But if you live through these, if you live through these offsprings, which seems to be universal, because it looks like to me, this is 1,000 years of bloodline of them having sex with each other, multiplying, having sex. So basically, they following the human organism concept. So here's where I get kind of where black folks seem to get disillusioned, because somehow we forgot we became communists too. It's like during this transition of hating what we was in here, we end up going into the hands of many people. So basically they say, well, let's pretend like we're going to give them something and make them the life source of the movement, but the sacrificial source of the movement, meaning that we'll kill them for the movement.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you look at the Black Caucus now that allow black people's money to go to Ukraine? How would you think? Now, you got one of the most prolific black group there with Maxine Waters. What's your take on her?
Right away, I'm against all this nonsense, because what is BLACK? What is that, folks?
Yeah.
Where did that word come from? What does that word mean? It means bleached out and pale. Now, what the hell are we talking about?
Albinos. We're talking about albinos.
BLACK is where the word black came from. Go look it up. The etymology of the word. And if you continue calling yourself, and it's not a color, by the way, it's an absorption of the color spectrum. That's the science. That's the stuff that we taught the world. Okay, the seven liberal arts we gave the world. The reason why there are buildings all throughout Europa is because we did that, not them. See, got it backwards, folks. We got it wrong.
No one's going to deny that. I'm going to tell you, Brother Carl. Brother Tariq, because you know, Brother Carl, I'm about to bring both of y'all on together. I'm going to say this. No one's going to really debate that part at all, because, I mean, the Moors is known for all that helping them civilize. But, okay, now let's go with the mythological. Let's go with the mythological then. Mm-hmm. Okay, if there's an albino element in Africa, even Europa was called Albion as well. Albion, look it up. We know what we're talking about. So Albion is where you need to look up, everybody, because it told you in the Black Panther, but they made him change from wearing the white gorilla. He had to wear of the black gorilla suit.
Right.
Y'all see the movie? I'm telling you now. Now let's go with this premise with this albino thing. Now I know for a fact. Fact that there's a cult that the albinos was driven across the burning sand.
Yep.
Now, so somebody want to explain that to me? I'll give you all. Which one do you want to explain that? But let's go with that premise. Burning sand. They brought these albinos down into this. Now I'm trying to figure out now. Here's how it goes. Now, the gene pool is very, it's carnivorous. All genes are eating off each other. Regardless if you believe you eat meat or not, you are eating off each other, period. Regardless if you eat meat or not. So you're eating off each other. So I'm trying to figure out through the nature scheme of things, how do we take the white man, if by all accounts, possibly, just I'm going to say possibly, I'm going to the debate of an argument, or for the debate of arguments, because we want to have some thought on this. Can these be your illegitimate kids? And y'all, maybe that's the curse for us through the Hebrew thing that we would not have control of our kids. But you don't have control of the kids you produced because you put them on Albion. So go ahead. Let's have some fun. Let's go with that.
Because, see, remember, the Europa was populated by swarthy and tawny people, folks. And I, having lived in Scandinavia for over 12 years, I've seen it for myself. They found Twa remains up in Scandinavia. So how's that? How are the Twa up in Scandinavia? Or around Europa in general? Those are your elves. Those are your little people. Yeah. And the little people, you find them all up and down Europa. Well, that's because there's been five pole shifts over the past however many millennium, and we have the proof of that from MIT. So if we don't get with our own story, if we don't learn about who we are and where we come from and what we have done, and forget about what they're trying to teach you, because they ain't trying to teach you nothing. We ought to know that by now. If they wanted you to
I think you're right. I think you I think that you've been validated, really, because considering now, think about it. Each generation since you've been teaching to now, to me, you should feel like we are getting ready to talk about even more, because it was a time where you couldn't get black folks to say nothing but Jesus. So now we're going to transform to all, because now you can hear Kemet, you hear about the guy. Everybody should know that that's also part of Christmas is Orion, Osiris, all them. ISIS, that's part of the, and then in our area, let's deal with what's over in the West. The same stories is with the Native Americans. The same stories with the Native ancient people here in America are the same.
The Anishinaabe or the what do they call themselves? I'm having a brain fart. You got all the various people here in this land and people, please get with Dane Calloway. Dane Calloway has broken down the barriers, folks. And if you don't get with him and see what they have been tricking us on and learn about the true story of who we are from coast to coast,
I'm going to tell you why I say that. Now, Dane Calloway is lovely, y'all. He good. He do what Sarasetti and them all that was doing. See, a lot of groups have already proven that the Omnic has already been here. I mean, I could read, you should know that, but Leon Bennett, they came before Columbus when we was having getting Jet Magazine. I don't think it's an issue of like, we don't, our people don't care. See, I can find everything in Jet Magazine, which I have. I've done shows on this. I found everything that we talk about right now today was in Jet Magazine, guaranteed. But they wasn't looking at that. They were looking at the record. They were looking at the record and the chick in the back.
That's what we went to first.
My generation. I can't speak for everybody. I just know that. So the black millionaire. Now let's just be honest. Maybe we got this problem because we ain't telling the story of the greatness in our own schools. Our people is brainwashed by this new school system that you named. Alice B, she showed up with the book Dumb Enough America. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, but Brother Tariq, I'm gonna have to ask you, because now I'm young, you older than me. Y'all generation actually, that they told it to y'all in y'all face. See, I got to see it on YouTube and shit. I can only go by what I've seen in my face now to tell the next generation. But don't you see there's a disconnect with the civil rights people who don't want to admit that it was all staged for naught? It was designed for our demise.
Exactly. And it was not only staged, that part, but even the whole BPP thing was a staged thing, is what I find out, as having been a part of that, both here and abroad. You know, once I realized that we had been bamboozled once again, you know, with this whole thing, but yet the beauty was the 10-point platform and program.
Right.
Which, if that had have been done properly, of course, when the lumpen proletariat take over, then, of course, it ain't going to go right. But, you know, and I watched that whole transition and that whole thing happen to the party. I was in Algiers in 1969 at the second Pan-African Cultural Festival, where the BPP had the Afro-American Cultural Center there in downtown Algiers. In fact, I was walking down the street with my then wife and ran into Kathleen and Eldridge Cleaver getting out of a taxi coming out from underground back in 1969. Yeah,
that'd have been a hell of a picture there, bro. I love that one.
And then when I think about Kathleen coming to Sweden then thereafter and meeting with me and telling me how Eldridge was kicking her ass and beating her up in Switzerland and how she couldn't take it anymore, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and we saw where all this was going, because, you know, I watched how, you know, they brought in all these hardheads, who got the guns and who figured out they got themselves a little power, you know, and that wasn't controllable. That, you know, they didn't have no control over that because it just like with the Nation of Islam, you know, you had half the nation was FBI agents, you know, or people wanting, you know, informants.
Well,
you know,
that seems to be the case. And I'll be honest, I'm glad you connected to that because, again, we got the same Jesus story going on. His disciples, informant agents. So we see a parallel with the story and all the rebirth of it. It seems to be attacked. I've noticed too myself, because I'm still hearing it from a lot of people. You know, when you talk about assassinating these black leaders, how they've been killed off and so forth. And
right.
You wanted to say, wow, you know, there's no real outcry of real the change. What we've been programmed to do is tear up the property value.
Yep.
And bring it down to a stage where now they can buy it up for pennies on a dollar. That seems to be the program. Pillage, burn and pillage, and then we'll take it over. So I see a similarity to feudalism, all that type of stuff. Let me ask you, because, again, I love it where we put the black essence. Robin Hood, everybody, let me just say honest. Robin Hood, that's a story with the Moors.
That's right.
Friar Tuck and all them. See, just like people didn't know that Red Nose Rudolph Reindeer was about the Jews being mad about their noses being picked on. And decided to make a Christmas story. Y'all don't be knowing the origin of these stories. So let me ask you: this civil rights movement, we see communism that seems to be placed in the mix of this. Black folks was told that they were going to get a certain part of land in America, divided it up. I'm talking about when Elijah Muhammad was in power. They said they're going to give them all these states. Remember the back in the day, you're going to have these states. I found out that, you know, Nation of Islam was dealing with the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
We're being told today, okay, but maybe we should talk to these groups to get a perspective. Because I go to places where I'm not that many black. I wish it was, but I've noticed, though, they be looking at me. I say, I just play it like I'm going to pass. I'm going to get through this. And people know I've done it. I'm trying to figure out, if black folks who claim to be, like, especially the Pan-Africanists, why would a Pan-Africanism be for January 6th? See, this is what's happening. A Pan-African is telling me now that January, the January 6th is important to them. Now, why would that be? He just told me years ago they were selling slaves, that we should hate the, you know, how does that work in your mind?
Well, I mean, this is all misdirection. You know, this is all getting you to look over here, look over there.
Right.
This, that. Oh, watch it. Oh, look. Yeah, see, that's, you know, they got us programmed with this television and the big screen
right.
to where we don't even We don't even see this happening. We don't know. We can't. It's like it's
wow.
right in your face, but you can't
subliminal.
See it because
can't see it. Subliminal.
You're too looking. You're too busy with you know getting it together, holding it together, trying to make it. All the things they got us into, which is you know I mean it's all about control, and the word now, control has the word C O N right in the front. Okay,
con.
And so yeah, we're being con. We are being
I like
con.
The, like the con,
see,
like the conscious hey, community. I just said the conscious community was the first word I like about the conscious community, like con. They conning
yeah,
my con. They my science now. Here we go, conning the science.
That's
and it's
all
about science. Now, let me ask you, because you've been around, you've seen some things, you've said you've been to some conferences. I noticed when I started looking at the area, y'all tell me looking, I noticed that all that was made, the UN started implementing all these things in Africa. They started killing Patrice Lumumba. They started killing my man from Thomas, I think Thomas or something from that country. He fought with the French against them. I noticed they started going off, killing, boom, 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 boom. Now, this is all the 60s.
Right.
So I'm thinking to myself, I ain't got no significance in that era at all other than learn it when I got into my teens. And again, my concept was we always cried for Dr. King on his thing. That was like a major thing they brainwashed us into. And I didn't realize that, you know, because I thought it was very sad. He gets shot the way he gets shot. As I get older now and see the big, like, you know, don't put away childish things. I'm saying that when you go against the bankers, the financiers of your operation, because the black folks did not finance King. They pretended they did, but they did not. They couldn't get funds out of the blacks. So the people who finance you, how come we ain't teaching finance on that level? Like, you know, we want to teach all this other crazy shit. It's like your money up behind your idea is the way to go, and people who finance you is your financiers. And usually don't go against them.
You cannot. You can't go against the hand that feeds you. I mean, see, they suck you into being dependent, and that's the whole process, you know, from birth. Because they're telling you from birth that if we don't stick your babies with all this, with these poison shots, then your babies are going to die. So the mother go ahead and set them up, and these shots are simply to provide patients for the doctors, because that's what's going to happen when you inject the flesh of a when you put penetrate the skin, the biggest protector of the body. When you penetrate that with a needle, that's an operation. First of all, second of all, each vial that the stuff that they claim is going to help you, each vial contains four poisons. Formaldehyde, carbolic acid, sodium aluminum phosphate, and thimerosal mercury. These are the preservatives for the so-called contents of the vaccine, which are a bunch of other poisons. I produced a book and a slide presentations on vaccination, do's and don'ts, how needles, how actually needles, what they're doing is they're shutting down your medulla oblongata, folks. Anybody know what that means?
Yeah.
That's your brain stem. That's the stem of your brain where all the signals go.
Yeah, Frankenstein. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, let me ask you now. You saying some good stuff there. Now, you saying some good stuff. Give me the information how they can get the book.
Yeah. Which one? My vaccination?
Whatever you got, give them the way they can get to your information.
I got four or five books. It's just that I've been on poor here for the past 20 years because I was on federal disability. I injured my lower back and got a permanent injury, which is what got me back into research, by the way. That's why I am the way I am. I was able to just, 24 hours if I wanted to, I could just read and listen and study and do all the things that I've been doing all these years. And now when I've reached my, my 80th year on this planet, I'm saying to myself, wow.
Wow.
That's a beautiful thing.
80 years. Thank you, bro. Appreciate that.
Bro, man, when I think back upon, the years that I spent traveling you know, forcing myself to get the hell up out of here and go somewhere else just to see what happens, just to see if I can make it. That's what got me started. This was 1960, right after Watts. I was here in Los Angeles. I worked in the grocery business. I was a union member. I had just gotten me a new Volkswagen sent over here from Holland. I was living, you know, we have a 3-bedroom house over in Culver City. We was doing it, folks.
VW. Yeah. Hey, he was driving that Volkswagen.
Yeah, and until that night when the highway patrol and the police attacked our community, and people said, oh no, that's enough, and they fought back and they tried to burn this mother down, and I saw it when I got off work. They had already cordoned off the one main street I used to get home, so I had to make a right turn on the street, one street there, and then another block I'd go left turn on my street, and then And when I made that left turn, the police were behind me with the red lights on back then. And they followed me all the way down to my house because I wasn't going to stop. I was, you know, going to my house, and it was a dead-end street I lived on, so I wasn't trying to run. But they really took it as a threat. And so they jumped out of the car, grabbed me out of my car, threw me on the hood, got in my pocket, got my wallet, asked me what I was doing in the neighborhood, boy, and all that kind of shit. So I went through all this, you know, working man, a college student, and, you know, and living what I thought was the life, and find out, oh no, nigga, no, that's it. Anytime they want to, they will do to you whatever they want. So you better.
And again, throughout the history, you cannot dispute none of these claims because it's there. The facts are there about this. And again, now, because you see it in California, you see a lot of prominent blacks in California from us on the East Coast. That's the dream besides being on Broadway, going on into the areas. I just seen a tape the other day with the NFL player for the Patriots. I'm seeing some things where black folks seem to be like hurting their own credentials. Like I'm not going to do stuff. I'm making millions. And then you got to look at too. But what's your perspective now? Seeing that first black to get millions is even under tougher to me. The first millionaires in America that were black, which even during the revolutionary era all the way on up to whatever era, always been black millionaires.
Yeah, but brother.
What do you
all
think?
Of this,
what
do you
think about how black folks are millionaires now? I mean, millionaires now. What do you think we're doing with our money then? What's your concept?
We've been millionaires a long time. We go all the way back.
Right.
We had millionaires back in the 20s and the 10s and in the 1890s and all that. Come on, y'all. Get with your story so you know who you are.
So they don't know. Okay, let's take this premise. I'm glad you're going this direction. Okay, so when I hear people say, oh, a black guy's with, you know, George Washington, and we find out he's, you know, he's Prince Whipple, he got all this money going on, he's part of an African trading agreement that was made with these groups. How come we don't have that information? See, if I could find out, which took some reading, took some doing, to find out that we talk about Queen Elizabeth and stuff, but all her trading groups were African.
Just look up
Queen Victoria, everybody, if y'all think I'm making this up. And all of the English women, you name it, from Ferdinand to Isabella, all had to deal with black Moors.
And we're mixed with them as well. Come on now.
Okay, so that's not
understand.
Taught in school.
More,
that's not taught. I did some teaching. That's not taught in school no more. That is never taught. Never taught of the integration side of this whole equation, right? So then again, that's this information that they're trying to pull today. Well, that's disinformation. The disinformation, in your opinion, what you said earlier, is education. Now hold tight. Let me get some more time right here. I got everybody online. I know we're getting close to 1 o'clock. We're at the bottom of the hour almost. I got to play this because all you, this premise is on is Christmas. X-Mass. He gave it to you. I'm giving it to you. But I'm gonna let some more things hit on y'all when I get back from this little break here. Playing it. I want y'all to tell me, are we worshiping star systems?
Worshiping Satan.
Yeah, well, star systems. Now, Satan could be, Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Brother Dewey. Satan ain't got a bad connotation when you know who Satan's supposed to be. He, ain't he a star? Is he supposed to be a star?
Yeah, he's a star. Fallen star. Yep.
Fallen star. Like they say Jesus. Jesus said he followed Venus and all that. The three wise men followed the three wise men claimed they followed the Pleiades and all this stuff. So we got to get into that understanding. That's why I do these programs, because I don't want y'all to think the cult world is not in. The cult world is the number one thing.
That is from whence it all comes, the cult world.
The cult world. Yeah, I mean, all-knowing world. Now, I'm going to play somebody for all you white folks who live, baby, listening to show that you on the same wavelength, because we told you, you come from El Beyond. The movie Black Panther, he was the white gorilla in the cartoon. The original comic book, he was a white gorilla. Yeah. And so many, so y'all better go look this stuff up, because facts matters. Facts matter.
Yep.
And here facts go one, matter, baby. And here go one who died, got shot, got killed by FTA agents when he revealed all this.
Jonathan Williams recorded in his book Legions of Satan, written in 1781, that General Cornwallis revealed to General Washington that a holy war will now begin on America. And when it is ended, America will supposedly be the citadel of freedom, but her millions will unknowingly be the loyal subjects of the crown. Cornwallis went on to explain what would seem to be a self-contradiction, and he said this, quote, "Your churches will be used to teach the Jews religion, and in less than 200 years, the whole nation will be working for divine world government. That government that they believe to be divine will be the British Empire. All religions will be permeated with Judaism without even being noticed by the masses, and they will all be under the invisible all-seeing eye of the grand architect of Freemasonry." And indeed, George Washington himself, ladies and gentlemen, was a Freemason, and he gave back through false religion what he had won with his army. This divine world government that Cornwallis spoke of was the religion of the New World Order. Now, the Jewish religion that Cornwallis was talking about is not the religion that most Jews in this world practice, but a new secular humanistic view that came out of the Lodge of the Mysteries, promoted under international Zionism and the concept of British Israelism. It is the tenet that the Anglo-Aryan race are the true Israelites, and because of that, their royal family, being descended from the house of David in a direct line and a relationship to Jesus Christ himself, have the divine right to rule. One of the myths that are propounded, and you will see more and more of it, is that Jesus did not die on the cross, but entered into a sexual relationship, which may have included marriage, with Mary of Magdalene, and founded the Merovingian bloodline of kings, which began the European dynasties, and this is passed on in secret from father to son and mother to daughter, even unto this day.
Prince William has been inducted into an ancient order of British knights in a ceremony at Windsor Castle. He's now a Knight of the Garter, all part of his steady elevation in rank as second in line to the throne.
This was a royal coming of age for the young man who will one day be king.
Well, Prince William is walking slightly ahead of the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh. They are bringing up the rear of that procession there. Prince William emerging for the very first time in his garter robes, having been invested at midday today as the 1,000th Knight of the Garter. It's a bizarre sight, really, isn't it?
But also, she was about to go into campaigning on behalf of Palestinians. Now, you can imagine someone of Princess Diana's profile doing that. They would not have tolerated it. They could not have dealt with that. So I think that's why she was taken out.
by serving some higher purpose than ourselves. A shining purpose, the illumination of 1,000 points of light.
I mean, this is what men have dreamed about for the ages, bringing the world together as one, united and as one in peace, so that we can have prosperity and happiness and joy. And that is precisely what this hidden covenant is all about. It's about that message. And we're all going to become Israel. We all become spiritual Jews, the whole world. And yet we see all of this hatred against the Jews today. But we're all going to become spiritual Jews, everybody that's obedient to God. Wonder what is behind that anti-Jew hostility.
I just want y'all to know that this was a plan. Now, how they did it, all I can do is put on the facts that this was said verbatim that they were planning to do this. How do they get? Now, to me, that means they got to have a lot of black folks on the take, along with this. If I could find this out, I mean, come on.
No, we have a ton of treasonous folk amongst us, trained by these creatures in the so-called black colleges and universities, so-called, and they are the ones that are on the take. They are the ones that are working with these creatures. They're the ones that are making sure that their bank accounts are fine. And their places are good, and what they have is great. But the rest of us, the hell with us. And I've seen this since I went to UCLA. I saw it all the way back then. I saw it, you know, in the so-called black Greek fraternities in the 60s during the time of Walt Hazard and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Lew Alcindor then. Yeah. So I've been around. I've seen all this, and I put this stuff together.
Yeah.
Because it tells me. It tells me that they are constantly, as George Carlin says in several of his great pieces, they're telling you that they can fuck with you anytime they want, and they do that. And that's what they're telling you, and you don't know what to do and how to thwart it or how to push it back or how to do anything about it. So you turn against your own. You turn against your own and start screaming and hollering and carrying on and shooting and killing them because that's easy pickings. See,
so frustration. So you say, hold on, because you're making – so by the way, because look, I'm just going how the social media today. If any country was to look at America, you would think the black people was in a lot of power just by what is portrayed in the world. Because think about it, if you go anywhere, they're glad to see you almost. Like, they think you rich. And be like, y'all was like, yeah, sure, okay. They want money all the time. So something going on where these countries, and I'm not just saying this because of America, but I'm looking at like a global takeover. Like ever since we read the book, The New World Order, and hear Bush say this New World Order, it all clicked to me some years back. I mean, how come the black folks don't even ask, what is the New World Order? It's like you can't get the church to hold a meeting no more. Like the back of the day when you was growing up, most of the churches held all the big meetings. Not no more.
Well, some of the churches, because, you know, other churches, you remember the church was divided as well. They didn't all go along with the program. They didn't want Martin Luther King coming there to their places.
True.
And they didn't want that other preacher who told them, look, if you don't feed yourself and grow your own and bring it here to church on Sunday so we can all have it, then what's going to happen? They wouldn't let him come to any church. They put him out of that church, actually. See? So we have a brainwashed or brain-scrubbed population that is going to be very difficult to change because this has been going on several decades.
I mean, you know, Operation Mockingbird and Project Monarch, brought in here by the Nazis when they transferred one-third of the Nazis over here to United Snakes and put them in place over here to train you to be what they want you to be. See, right. And that's how they can do clouds of secrecy. For example, yeah. In the 50s, they were spraying the whole population, all the big cities, with Aspergillus fumigatus, which is a fungus, just to see what it would do, not to prevent anything. And here's again the thing. The CDC is not public health, folks. The CDC is funded by the Pentagon and the private foundations such as the Gates and all the rest of them creatures. Okay, that's what funds them. And the brothers, and you ought to know about the brothers who have been found in the river there in Atlanta from the CDC who were going to tell on them.
EIS, Epidemic Intelligence Service.
Right. There you go. Come on, tell them, brother. That's one. See, they told us to our face 2 months ago. They told us to our face 2 months ago in their report where they bemoaned their horrific, not horrific, but their poor performance. And they said they got a lot of things wrong. And they, you know, they're going to fix them, and they're going to revamp, and they're going to, and so they can have better outcomes next time. Well, if you listen to Dr. Andrew Kaufman, medical doctor and psychiatrist, forensic psychiatrist, he worked with the CDC in producing vaccines, and he says that the CDC is a vaccine company.
Yeah.
Now wait
a minute.
So once you get the facts and you see what's going on, you find out that the CDC is not who you think they are. They have the EIL.
I said the zombie's coming up. I said I have a dream. I told you earlier.
You have an echo, brother. But yeah, I heard you last week, man. When I heard you last week, I said, man, this brother talking just like me.
I say
the same thing. But listen, the U.S. did not win no war. Yeah, the Nazis didn't lose no war. They got distributed all around the world.
But that's why we here. We connected.
That's how we are connected.
Because I say, I mean, you never mentally. We connect. I never met physically, but this we have. Let me say this for all y'all out there, because I know we time. I'm going to tell you. Those of you in Buffalo, hey, please keep abreast of all the people that you know. Make sure, because they still got a little ways to go for lights get cut on in different areas of the country. And all that's going on. Down here in South Florida, it's cold, everybody. For the first time, we have had weather in the 40s. In a long time, so it's like 47 degrees here. So those of you around the country, just keep aware, because y'all talk about this. I only bring up what y'all talk about, and there's a full alliance, man. The whole planet is in conjunction now.
That's right.
So a lot of things are happening. I told y'all already earlier that they're all predicting America will collapse in 2023 at some point in time. They're saying it's a concern. The currency are rallying against the dollar. Every country hates the dollar. They should get out early January, and then after that, this is what it says. In early January, I got to get a warning. That's what we do. And then after that, this thing looks like death warmed over. Perhaps the insanity of handling the Patriot missile. They handed over the Patriot missiles to Ukraine, everybody. And I the man said, I know Ukraine very well. This is what he said. This is a quote. Now, I'm not saying it. This is Europe. It says Ukraine very well. I'm telling you that they're going to use of them offensively and not defensively. And they will use them to attack Russia. And the whole objective is to span the war. So y'all,
World War Four. World War Four. Come on. Listen, 1976.
And nobody was talking about Zelensky being here last week in the United States talking in front of the...
You're going to have this Yiddish comic you're going to have this Yiddish comic calling himself Ukraine, being raised by those Nazis that they transferred there under Stalin. You got to understand why the U.S. can have bio labs in Ukraine financed by the Pentagon. I mean, what's going on here, folks? I mean, I thought we were supposed to be at war with these people. Oh, they're the bad people over there and all that shit. But yet they're working together. These are the two major thugs in the planet. They're working together, folks. Ain't no Russian, U.S. thing, nothing, no such a thing. They're both working together against the people, like the Nazis were doing in Germany and have been so doing since 1944 when they left Germany and transferred to England, Australia, New Zealand, France. They already were there because they're all Germans. And then over here they brought 17,000. And then you got them in Australia. You got them all over the world. Okay? So people ought to know Rosenfeld, you know, FDR, y'all, everybody think they love FDR. Yeah, well, Mr. Rosenfeld, he was a part of that, bringing them Nazis here. You know, how is that story left out? How do we don't know that?
Yeah, we hear it. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, oh, I hear you, bro. We hear you. Go ahead.
Right quick. This is Brother Eddie here. I want to got to throw some fires in there on you because y'all gave it to us.
Throw them on me. I know you good.
So, again, we understanding, we're speaking, we have adopted a language of magic. It's called English 32.
Yeah. Come on,
it's even headed in a building called the Pentagon. Well, we know a Pentagon is five points.
Then
you mentioned it's word magic. Word magic is 32 because English is the occult. Occult is 23.
Oh,
the five. See, and you're talking about these judges, 32, and let's not forget Judge Joe Brown.
Yep,
by
let's
the way,
not forget.
by the way, is a Freemason. Freemason is 32, family.
See,
the
see
five.
That?
And you just brought in some Iranian fool who's a comedian. Well, what in the hell do comedians do? They do the fire. They tell you a goddamn joke. Joke
that's
is fire, y'all. Y'all better watch out. Y'all being tricked because trick is 23, the fire.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll back up on that, baby. Love y'all.
What? Yeah, bro,
your
thank
bit
you
going ain't nothing but a bit, man. A bit is a comedy scheme, man. That's what they call it.
Come on,
baby.
Tell
it. A bit. Y'all,
I mean,
that bit, y'all fall for that bit.
Tell them, General. Yeah, that's right. It's a Bitcoin. Yeah, just like these quarters and dimes and nickels and so forth. All that's copper now, you know, just coated with nickel.
Did I hear him right? Did he say bitch or bic?
Bitcoin.
Oh, bic, B-I-T?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, B-I-T is 14, family. Stop it.
All right.
That's a five, damn it. Stop now.
Lord, Everett. Morning. Yeah, I mean, are we under a spell or what? Come on, y'all. Now here's some later little things I found. You know, they're telling us now with this they called it a bomb. Didn't they call it a bomb, this whole weather war, the warfare they're doing on us?
Bomb cyclone.
And the military, yeah, they just put a cold bomb on our ass, and they did it before, and they did it, and they do it anytime they want because they have the HAARP. And the HAARP has 48 installations around the world, and so they're controlling the weather any and everywhere. So if you don't know these things, you cannot understand what's going on with you. So they're telling us now that this new cold thing, that bomb that's on us, is causing both the flu and the COVID-19, which is a lie because they already told us that that never happened because the tests that they were claiming were testing for COVID were not a test for COVID at all. In fact, Dr. Carey Mulligan, who got a Nobel Prize for that invention, had told them many times, leave my stuff alone. It does not do what you say. This was back in the AIDS day when he got this, and he was telling them. And they kept pushing this thing, and now he's dead. He died. A 47-year-old.
A bunch of them dying in Canada. They're killing Canada off. They documented killing off.
I got a whole list of 47 of them.
Florida, all over Florida. They were killing them in Florida years ago when nobody was paying attention to back then. Dr. Sebi was murdered mysteriously. Nobody cared.
Dr. Sebi, you got to understand what happened with Dr. Sebi now. Dr. Sebi, because of his ego, he was carrying in his pocket 35 to 50 grand crossing the border down there going into Honduras.
Him and the wifey. That's my opinion.
Yeah. And they threw his ass in jail and left him there. That's why he got sick and died.
And then she gets all the money. So a lot of this is money too. Let me go there with this, because a lot of times people want to do the right thing here. I've seen different groups come together on real sincere stuff. It seems once we start to get federal funds for anything that we do,
seems to be
a danger then. Seems like somebody is going to, because I mean, I love some of my famous groups. I love some of these groups. When I've seen their business practices on Unsung and stuff like that, I said, man, we'd be doing our own self in on so many things that could have been beautiful. We end up doing this. Now, I'm going to play this for you and all y'all. What he just said, everybody, this group is talking about reinstituting what my brother D said earlier from Chi-Town. I tell you, Chi is a part of the Greek alphabet for Christmas. It seems to be like they got everything set up with all the politicians got paid off by different groups. And yet, no one seems to get upset. But this thing they're talking about now, this is it, everybody. It's a lockdown. If you go along with this, if you actually go along with this, you ain't got nobody to blame.
It's over with.
You ain't got nobody to blame. It's coming. Listen to this. Let me hear from this. I want to end on this again, and we keep the conversation going, because I know this going to be talked about come 2023 for sure.
If the 2009 pandemic had been much more deadly, would that have ended up being a better thing for humanity?
I mean, the sad truth is that when there's a major crisis, it focuses attention and usually resources and some significant mobilization falls.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
To make it sexy, right. I think we have to, I like the concept, disrupting this field. There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes. But it is not too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
We need, number one, this time to be different, and we also need to really organize ourselves in a way where there will be accountability for sustained action and not just response.
Now, this woman here is a demon. She said, if you listen to this chick, the chin lady, she talking about sustained problems, that you would keep having issues if you go against it. Now, y'all see what they did in these countries like China and these other areas that are into Australia. These are prototypes. These are prototypes to see how they're going to deal. Because people act like you forgot this, everybody. You're the only group with weapons. The only group. Ain't nobody got weapons.
Everybody else, but we.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. How's that work in your mind, seeing that this is a very heavily popular?
This is how I see it. See, we are under superstition, folks. Stupidstition we are under. Because now they're telling us, again, they're telling us that the flu is attacking the people as well as the COVID-19, which they already disavowed and told you it never happened. But they continue to pound this into your head because you don't know how to stop it. Well, I got some solutions for that that I'd be glad to share with people anytime they want to learn it, because it's worked for me. It's worked for me in 107 felony cases. So now I know it works. Okay, so, you know, these are the things we can do for ourselves if we will do them. But see, most people are afraid of even writing their name for on anything, you know, because we've been tricked so many times and deceived so many times to where, you know, we don't see that we're being sprayed. You know, we're being the chemtrails are worse than ever today, folks. I went out the last 2 days. There are massive lines being sprayed all over Los Angeles here with these high jet planes that are dumping chemtrails on us. And all this was exposed and shared with us by a very brave pilot from the Air Force, a lady who showed us actually what was in the planes and how they worked, and all the stuff was coming out was poison. And so whatever happened to her, I don't know, but, you know, they disappear people they don't like, you know. I've been out here for all these years. I've seen, you know, what they did, for example, to Dr. Robert Wilner, MD, PhD. He was 37 years in practice. He wrote a book called The Deadly Deception, How HIDV Does Not Cause AIDS and Cannot Cause AIDS, and said that and he put a white paper in the middle of the book, and he was on the air around the country on his book tour, and he was literally taking the medical murder system apart, and he was showing them that this is all fraud and this is all violations of the simplest physiology, how the body works, that you can find in any book, in the Merck manual. You can find all this stuff out at any medical library. It's all there. I did it. That's how I put my report together, the report on so-called vaccinations are deadly, and I got all the book information from the medical system itself, which I used to be a part of, by the way. I was trained as a nurse. I worked in the OR, the ICU. I wore a mask, and because I refused to wear a mask, my family has kicked me out. They don't want to talk to me, and I can't. You know, I don't have
you
any.
You ain't alone. Now, I'm gonna tell you something, bro. So you understand something. You are the pillar, because at 80, I'm gonna be honest with you. At 80, and I've seen pictures. You sent me some stuff looking excellent. I hope to get that in function. Now, just think about it, though. You like a beacon, because how much of your generation that's in the 80s, and I got family who actually know it's wrong, don't feel right, but they've been told to do it, and yet you see right through the picture. I mean, me and you, we ain't got no connection in that. We the same knowledge. Because you just said, I was like, man, that's amazing, because the family members seem to be and told with what the government say. In fact, the government say this is it, and then the news turns it to be the vehicle code that they listen to. And I said, man, everybody.
And remember, a couple of years ago, when the VA, because I worked at the VA hospital, they were the first people. The experiment with those shots was especially the permanent disabled veterans, and a lot of them told me, hey, Derek, you know, my wife told me if I don't take that shot, I can't come home. This is over 2 years ago, and people didn't think that was serious.
You sure didn't say it.
Hey, all those people that have been shot are now falling out because there's a movie you got to see. It's called Died Suddenly.
Yeah, I've seen it. And, beautiful movie. Excellent.
You know,
it scared
millions
me.
Of people, millions
the
of corner. People out here. Just,
just follow.
And there have been they're saying there have been over 4 billion shots given. Can you imagine?
Well, let me ask you this, because, you and I both see it, and I went online. I mean, it's people falling out right in front of subways. I mean, fall right out into the subway. I'm saying to people, it may not just that you fall out. Look what y'all doing in places. Look, we had a lady go here crazy because her kids went to the bathroom. She lost it. She going to be on a felony charge of no fly zone. She'll never be able to leave the country.
Wow.
I can see y'all a picture of my sister, man, that took that shot, man. She looked like somebody in the Sahara, Africa, man. I'm going to send y'all the picture of my sister, man. She's down in Fort Lauderdale, too, man. Every time I look at a picture, bro, my eyes start sweating, man. When I see my picture, man.
I got three brothers.
I got three brothers that, you know, that have all been shot up, and they believe in that bullshit. And in fact, my baby brother, the one I didn't expect would even buy that, he is even the worst one because he believes it. Like, I mean, I'm talking about being the lie to that extent that this virus that they claim they that slipped out of Wuhan, which is all just a bunch of hooey, because they've been practicing on us from Chapel Hill in North Carolina. They've been doing that, and along with the other Army AMRID, U.S. AMRID. They've been practicing.
Ain't that where Michael Jordan played ball at, number 23?
Yeah.
That's number five.
Number five on it. Give me five on it.
And so much, they're spraying so much these days. I wonder, is this World War IV, folks? I think we are, because I met General Sir John Hackett, who wrote the book with his boys back in the 70s. It was a bestseller on the New York Times bestseller that we translated and published it in Sweden in 70, and he came and visited, and he told me, he said, World War III is already on.
Yeah.
And that was 76. That's 76. Yeah, so I learned back then.
I agree, because, I'm going to tell you why I say that makes much sense, because think about it. World War III, we already got the fraction with the communists and liberals. It looked like four would be the technology war, where they're going to kill us through technology, because unfortunately they're making everything where the elderly ain't going to be able to pay their bills unless they learn how to get on the Internet.
They're killing off the elderly has been mass now.
I see it.
Remember this, folks. They tested this stuff back on the Cambodians when they attacked Cambodia with the nerve gas, killed everything, not just people, all animals, everything was killed, and that's why they want to claim that the Khmer Rouge, which is a guerrilla outfit, would go around wiping out their people. Now, this whole thing was, they used that whole fraud to cover up that they sprayed nerve gas in violation of the Geneva Convention when Tricky Dick and that slime bag Kissinger, when they invaded Cambodia.
Kissinger is still alive, everybody.
Fourth heart transplant. Yeah, come on, y'all. You got to understand what they're doing, these people. These are literal transhumans that are running things.
Okay, let's go with that.
Let me hit a key point right quick, biblically, family, when we're talking about the third war. We're in it right now, but again, metaphysically, metaphorically, they got us thinking one way when we should think the other way. They called it Magog. The two we should be watching out for, they say who? Japan and Russia.
Right.
That's what we keep talking about. They gave us the Wuhan war coming from Japan.
Yeah.
And
then
Russia is in the physical war with goddamn Ukraine.
Right.
Those
there
are
you go.
The main characters dealing with the so-called war, but it's a mind war.
That's a hell of a name. First of all, glad we're going to have to do a show on that, because Magog and Gog is some of the things that most preachers won't even touch, except for, the high-level one. Just think about it. But they got the whole thing to telling you what they're going to do. Now, let's be honest, everybody. They already – here's the game. You're not going to kill off your investment, which is China's number two, Japan's number one. You're not going to kill them all. You're going to make new bond servants. That's all you're going to do. You're going to kill the ones – yeah, you're not going to kill off American people. You're going to kill off those who ain't. The new serfs are coming, which y'all watch them come in. Y'all watch. That's the key to me and my issue.
Thousands a day.
Now, how you going to justify that makes sense? And then on one hand, You want to send billions of dollars to Ukraine. Ukraine. How does that make sense to y'all?
And you got a governor, Illinois, his lineage is from Ukraine. And then you got most of the refugees. They think you got these Mexicans coming here. They're actually from Ukraine refugees, but they don't talk about them in the mainstream media.
Right.
White ones, the white ones they want. Yeah.
Ain't no black ones. I don't think. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Since y'all want to go deep like this, now, Russia already said some things that make sense to me that they it's got to be a deal made. He already said that the dude is totally, first of all, if y'all don't know, he liked Winston Churchill. They was the LGBTQ, because Winston Churchill was LGBTQ, and they get them to do their bidding because they offering them a piece of the pie, a heavy dose of it. It's like pay the piper now. So they pay the piper. And so all this money going to that, that's why. Now, here's what I got a problem with now, when it gets back to our land. Now, they used the LGBTQ for us. They gave us Baldwin, Bernard Rustin. Y'all gave us all these people. Bernard Rustin was the number one. Now, I'm trying to figure out that. Ain't nobody go after them at all. What was they attacked at? Nowhere I know of. I mean, if they were attacked, it was probably orchestrated. Seemed to be. Now, my clue is I find it to be very strange that from the very get-go, looked like the funds was going to be diverted from its original course from the very get-go. Now, how could we last this long with this many Decepticons? I don't know. We got some hell of Decepticons here. If a group could get you to divert all your funds, all that goes to you, to a sexual connotation, that's some deep shit right there, everybody. We have to do a show on that. How could we explain that to people in the next generation that this happened?
Well, because of superstition, if, for example, here's a good example of it. We call it fluperstition. We call it fluperstition. Any superstitious belief regarding the flu is short for influenza. Webster's Seventh New Collegiate Dictionary says on page 433, is defined as influenza as the, quote, belief that epidemics were due to the influence of the stars. And this is how they got you tricked. You don't even know what you're saying. Because really, you are toxic. You're sick because you're toxic. That's
Hold
why
on.
You're sick.
I got 2 minutes.
You
put
toxic masculinity.
I got two minutes. Let me play this before I go. 2 minutes of this. This is unbelievable.
In the past few years, I have seen all too many blacks fall into the trap of calling any white person who disagrees with them a racist.
Oh, really?
Now, that may sound like a criticism of today's race politics, but it was actually written 50 years ago by civil rights leader Bayard Rustin.
Mr. Bayard Rustin!
Bayard was Martin Luther King's collaborator and the chief organizer of the 1963 March on Washington.
And the right to vote! What do you say?
Years before Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a bus, Bayard was arrested and beaten by police for doing the same thing. One of 24 times he'd be arrested throughout his life.
In fact, he was arrested right here at the World's Fair in New York City while demonstrating peacefully for equality.
If you've been paying attention, you may have seen Bayard popping up a bit this Black History Month.
Bayard Rustin was one of the most important figures.
I think that Bayard Rustin is one of the people who's kind of almost criminally under-recognized.
It's heartening to see Bayard entering the public consciousness.
A civil rights hero was almost erased from history all because of homophobia.
But these portrayals mostly focus on his identity.
He's black, gay, socialist pacifist, right? Like, he's actually America's worst nightmare.
He was openly gay, he was a socialist, he was an organizer. That's great, but what's missing are...
Now, is that not what's coming on right now? Is that not what's happening? Is that not what happened?
Tell
yeah,
that
you're right, man.
Yeah. Great reset through the World Economic Forum and UN.
Man, oh, man.
Diversity,
that was just...
equity, and inclusion.
Come on.
Operation Mockingbird in full effect. Hey, I saw his papers, man. He worked for the FBI, man.
Exactly.
He worked for the FBI, man. I see this file.
Hey, y'all go look up. Anybody can go look this up. Just go to YouTube and look up Annie Jacobson. She does a 65-slide presentation on the transfer of the Nazis over here. And when you get through with that, come talk to me.
Yeah, I see it.
Because, I've been teaching on this since the 90s. I've been trying to teach people on this since the 90s, that if you don't understand that all of these agencies, from the CIA to the DIA to the FBI to the NSA to the NSC to NASA, all of that, and then finally George Baby Bush brought the homeland insecurity over here, and that was the final part of the Nazis.
Well, his family is Nazis. Everybody know that his father supported the Nazis through the oil and all the other things that happened over there. I mean, Prescott Bush family is damn sure German. They even show that the boy from Brazil, where all Germans go to Argentina. They showed this to us. I mean, they showed us this as a kid watching Boys from Brazil.
That's right, but you didn't see it.
He also killed Kennedy, man. He killed Kennedy, and he did the Watergate shit to steal the Kennedy files, man.
That's right. He got. Remember, he was the governor. He was over Texas at that time.
He was standing right in front of the book depository, man. I got a picture of him standing in front of the book depository.
Oh, see, that's it. And Greg did so much great work on that, Dick Gregory, that we all need to go back and look at. One of his great books is called No More Lies. That is one of the great books you got to read of Baba Greg, man, because he was kicking ass until, even though he was tied to them Kappas and that, he was able to, through comedy and through passing on of information, he was able to kick ass and take names all those years. And they finally got him in a hospital. And do you understand what happened to him? That's why he's no longer with us. They got him inside a hospital. And that was one of the things that Greg and I agreed on, 1,000% stay away from hospices and hospitals, because they're there to kill you. They're not there to help you. They as soon as you go there, you give them permission to experiment on you. So these are the things that we have to teach our people, because we have been tele-visioned into oblivion somehow, that we're not even able to think for ourselves anymore. We're not able to, only a small portion of us are able to even analyze what is really happening, because we believe in things that we don't understand. That's the thing that gets me.
Give Stevie Wonder some on that one.
we got pledges out here. These pledges are out here just wiping us out. That's what's going on.
And now, let me ask you.
Did Gregory in, because he was exposed to body parts, organ harvesting, and he exposed that funeral home right down there in Fort Lauderdale, Mizell funeral home.
That's right.
Richard Kurtz, man. When Greg got sick, they put some shit in his IV bottle to take him out, man.
Right.
When he exposed Mizell funeral home, and they still in August with Trayvon Martin. That's when they took him out, man.
And let me say this too, so about Dick Gregory, because I'm gonna tell you, Dick Gregory, when he did that thing, on them having slavery in Mississippi, Glendora, I was in shock that was in the late '60s. They had, that's where those movies came out where blacks didn't know they was in slavery still, and they coming out and fighting. This was based off real shit. I played it for y'all at my school at the beginning of the year. This is in Glendora, Mississippi, I'm a little kid, 1968. They were still enslaved. They were still enslaved. That's a fact. We played the tape. Dick Gregory tried to help expose it, and he said some things that was deep as hell, and it was during a time when everybody was trying to get reparations. It was at the same time Ann Coburn and them was running around. And then it make it so bad, Benny Thompson is on January 6th committee, the black guy, and it was his district. He was just becoming up-and-coming politician in that era. Knew it was going on. Knew it was going on. So don't let me tell you that they can't be taken out. Yes, they are compromised. Anytime a guy can have his state, talking about slavery's over. Slavery was not over in America. That is
and the so-called Black Caucus of the so-called Congress is one of them. Is one of the tools they're using against we. How are you going to sit up there and allow them to give away billions of dollars and weaponry, especially offensive weaponry with this Patriot missile, which they're going to use against the Russians because it's a proxy war you got going on. You got two brothers in the neighborhood arguing, and one says, "Hey, you better not be here when I get there, because I'm gonna kick your ass." Yeah, and that's the kind of game that's being played.
Let me ask you that, because you've seen this happening. I'm looking at what they're telling me in their own history books in some of these cases. Now, when a group tell me that a lot of black people don't even know, and not enough people know, even whites and everything, about the Bolshevist War. They have no idea what the Bolshevist War is about. And that's the war that helped create America. So I'm trying to figure out, the bankers made this agreement shit. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, if we can't even have an understanding of that, because remember, I was back in the day when the Moors were trying to tell me to go to Switzerland and Cobra, we going to the settlement, the Bank of Settlement and all this shit. They were telling us we had to go do this before, take your birth certificate. We got to go to Geneva. They was actually saying we had to send it to Geneva, Switzerland, some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
So of international settlement. Everybody claims that's the area. Now, is it because that's where the elite promotes their shit? Because let's be honest, it seems like Switzerland. But when I look up Switzerland, really looks it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's Swaziland.
Yeah, Swaziland.
Isn't CERN in Switzerland also?
Yeah, CERN. Right. So I'm trying to figure out, maybe we got to kind of like, ain't looking at it on a real level. Like, you know, I think these people are something else other than what we think they are, because they seem to transcend the color game, like Tower of Babel. Like the Tower of Babel, they just said, okay, y'all want to be the same, we'll interfuse y'all now with some other new shit. And that's where I'm at with the technology. I'm looking at Tower of Babel as technology, and now they're going to get these groups of people who are going to take the narrow link, who are going to take the next transhumanist step. And here I am. I'm going to look at my own demise, maybe. I don't know. But I'm like, oh, fuck that. Because I'm thinking it got to be something they can do to me if I don't want to comply, obviously. They're going to give me a narrow link. Obviously.
Well, you like it.
Yeah. Well, let's just go with liking it first. Like somebody wants to do it.
Yeah, well, you got people lined up for that already.
That's my point. So I want to see now if the people who line up already, when they get permission to get it, here's where it gets deep. Because they kind of told you what would happen. They said, well, if they get this, they're going to be like gods over people. I said, damn, that is crazy to say. It gave you almost clues of what they would be thinking, like, so they get this. So we don't know all of them who getting it. Say we don't know. This is by accident. We don't know. We got people getting this shit. We seeing some supernatural shit. We're going to be saying it's divine, right? That's what we're going to be saying, because we're going to believe that these people can be able to do these things. So if they able to fool people, like enough people, to go along with this, can you imagine they send some missionaries to Africa that are divinity clones? Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine how much can they get from Africa? Can you imagine that way?
They're already doing it. They're already doing it. And this is what I'm saying.
I just want to put it out there. You validated it. You just validated it. That's what I wanted to say.
You got people already operating on those premises. They are literally over there. I've been to 18 countries on the continents, by the way. And I've seen for myself the destruction of the missionaries, because you know, just as there are various Christian sects, they go over there and they got all the different people divided up in all them different Christian sects. And that's why when you go to Nigeria and Ghana and them places, you find the people using skin lightening cream. And this is messing up people all over the continent.
But they billionaires. Now, I looked up Africa, like everybody tell me, and I go look up. I said, let me see who the richest. When I seen the richest, Mm-hmm. I said, oh, hell no. Nah. We all under the new order. Fuck that. They all, ain't no way. They got, you should see these from fine chocolate African women. I mean, rich as hell in oil and top, and cosmetics. And I'm like, huh? Yep. And I'm going to go and see all the Islamic ones own a lot of shit. I said, oh, my goodness. Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out that maybe Black America kind of got fucked up with Afrocentrics. Who was paid by the same group who I read, I played the tape, said he's the father of Black history, was Horowitz. So if this guy can get Horowitz.
Which Horowitz?
Not Alan Horowitz. Not Alan Horowitz. No. You were thinking Alan Horowitz. No, not him. Not that dude. This dude go away. He like the godfather to create this. We got to look to Africa thing.
Oh no, you're talking about Herskovitz.
Herskovitz,
there you go. That's Herskovitz and Boaz. They are the ones who got Du Bois. They got W.E.B. Du Bois.
Okay,
so twisted.
Yeah.
He goes back to Africa, all right. And guess what happened to him?
Think about it. They got together, just like Elijah Muhammad and the Ku Klux Klan. They all got together, came up with a scheme that would be beneficial to each party. So they take it on capitalism, obviously. So it's already existed. So they go and do these things. And then, okay, so he promotes this thing. And blacks go to these colleges, accept it on whatever premise. Now, I'm going to go to today. We're going to do metaphysics. We're going to go past, present, future at the same time. Now, let's just take today, Jackson State. Look what the blacks was doing with their money game. Come on, y'all. They was pimping.
Yep.
Come on, tell it. Let them play with it. They pimping on people, pretending.
That's right. Come on.